participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Oh, get out!
Hey, here they are.
Get out!
These guys say what you want, Mike. Their happiest Friday.
They're not the only ones.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gift Basket. And all the ships at sea. They share common interests. Just like Jim Stewart. Marnie. Josh Bonomo. And Michael.
That's funny.
Jim and Marnie.
That's funny. Hello and thank you for listening, everybody. A Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Friday. Feb 27, 2004.
Hi, I'm Mike.
How's Burbank here?
Hi there, bud. And let me say once again, I'm stronger than dirt. Yes. Here I am.
You sound better than you did yesterday.
Here's the thing. I am better than yesterday. Let's see how it holds out during the show. Yeah. I have found that with my cold, and I know everybody's got whatever the cure is, but I want to say cold ease. The old standby, I started popping those babies on Wednesday when I really felt awful.
Right.
Here it is Friday. Feel better. I can actually have, you know how raspy my voice was yesterday? You'll notice now it's not as raspy because...
Yeah, and it was raspy, of course, towards the end of the show. So you're right. You see how it holds out today and all that.
Talking when you have a cold, talking for a living is tough.
Right.
If I was talking, Jack.
Yeah.
Like I just talk in real life, we could do the show. But I project.
You have to project.
Well, you've always abused your instrument when you're sick, and you should...
Project.
Why, you just, you know, continue to wet your whistle and have Rob give you those gentle back rubs that I know you... Enjoy
those somewhere. Have nothing to do with my throat.
Oh, I thought they were like to just loosen you up. Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, no, every day there's a different reason.
I see.
We help the voice with the front rub, the front of the throat.
Now the front.
Rob, I thought we never discussed the front.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, come
perhaps
on, get out
dump
of here.
That?
Perhaps we've said too much.
What happens at the front stays at the front. Okay? That's our motto. So hi, and welcome to the show. Before we get to, we're going to have a witch hunt update for you.
Oh, good.
I think you're going to enjoy this as a way of looking at these new incredible FCC rules.
Very good.
What we've done is we taped the hearings that were yesterday with the Congress and the representatives, and they had the guy from the Clear Channel, and we've got a bunch of tapes, and every once in a while, what we're going to do is drop in a moment on you, a witch hunt moment.
Very good.
Where there is something said by one of these representatives, and all the tapes that we're going to play for you today are all of the people who are deciding the laws.
Yeah, these are the guys that sit on the committees that are, you know, the House, I think it's the House Subcommittee on Indecency. Right?
Yes,
I think that's what it is.
So here's just a sample of what we're up against, and it would also help a lot if you remember that song by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right?
David Seville.
Right. Who did I say in the Chipmunks?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Seville. All right.
Same thing.
Anyway, a song called Witch Doctor.
Witch Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're on a witch hunt. Let's hear what your elected officials have to say about radio. Because this is something I don't think people who listen to us have ever heard.
No, I'm sure. I don't think a lot of people watch C-SPAN, and they don't know what's going on there.
So here we go.
If executives in charge of the entertainment industry do not take immediate steps...
There she is.
...to stop indecent programming coming into our homes...
Yeah.
...the legislation we're considering here today will only be the first step in more aggressive action.
Very nice. Very nicely said, ma'am.
Entertainment?
Although she's not my favorite one.
She's mine.
And educational.
My favorite one is the old guy.
Yeah.
Although I know now you're going to say, which old guy?
Yeah.
but the old guy who looks like he just crawled out of his coffin.
Ah.
He just crawled out of his drag... What's the...
The
Dragula.
The Dragula.
The Dragula.
That that Grandpa Munster used to drive.
As we air the news.
Oh, hold on.
I've got a lady again.
Lady again, hold on.
Today I'm particularly
interested. This is my guy.
Doesn't sound that old.
If we can identify these congresspeople.
It's John Dingell.
John Dingell.
Right.
All right, very good.
You know he has a farm. Huh? You know what he makes there?
Berries.
Berries.
Right, of course.
They're dingleberries.
Yes, of course.
Of proper custody of
what?
The public trust in matters of this kind.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. These are your elected officials. These are the things that they're saying. Okay, let me reset again. Play you another one. Here we go.
I'm proud to be a co-sponsor of our legislation, increase indecency fines tenfold.
That's Hutchinson, right?
All right, let's just go through these and see what we've got. Cut number one.
Yesterday, Clear Channel announced its new responsible broadcasting initiative, something that we'll hear about in testimony today, to ensure that all material used by radio stations conform to decency standards. In compliance with the new policy, upon listening to Tuesday's Howard Stern's program, Clear Channel announced that they were removing this Shock Jocks program from their station until further notice. That was a bold step.
So that's where it began yesterday. This is before the stooge from the radio company even got up.
Right.
This is the preamble to that. Here's another one.
The company has also gone so far that all of its contracts with on-air performers are now being modified.
That's illegal.
To ensure DJs share financial responsibility if they utter indecent material on the air.
Uh-huh. It's a witch hunt. Telling you, these are the things that we've talked about on the air.
Yeah, it's right. Nice to have an example of them so we can give our listeners a little idea what's going on and
maybe
the climate that we live in.
You know how serious this is. Yeah. And on one hand, how serious. On the other hand, how laughable it is.
Comical.
Listen to the people who are setting the standards. For the most part, the people that I've seen on C-SPAN commenting on this,
right.
The people who will be making the decisions for the future,
mm-hmm.
the large majority of them, the designated in the future,
uh-huh.
would probably be maybe a year.
Yeah.
If I put it out the right way.
I understand exactly what you're saying. If they make this legislation, there's a, you know, just based on national averages, there's a chance they might not be around to enjoy it.
I also have assurances that the cable industry is in the process.
This is the one. I warned you guys about this. Remember everybody that says, mm-hmm. well, radio's okay, but...
Yeah, I have cable TV. I can watch whatever I want.
Right, or satellite radio. Hold on.
I also have assurances that the cable industry is in the process of putting together a massive public awareness campaign
to
incorporate other ideas
that were
brought up during our previous hearing to enable parents and consumers to block unwanted cable channels.
That's important.
I applaud every one of those steps as a step in the right direction.
Jeez.
But these measures should never have been necessary.
Jerk.
As I said before, it was as if broadcasters were in a race to the bottom.
Pinhead.
And unfortunately, they were all willing participants.
God, where have these people been for the last 15 years?
Waiting for a cause.
I wish they'd go back.
And it's Janet Jackson's boob.
That's what started the whole thing, apparently.
Here's another one. This is a short one. We've heard this one before.
I'm proud to be a co-sponsor of our legislation, increase indecency fines tenfold.
Yeah. And the southern accent really, really doesn't hurt.
It helps, doesn't it?
It really does.
Cut number five. All of these from C-SPAN.
And I want to state the most important questions, in my view, which are unanswered. First, is the FCC's indecency standard sufficiently clear in the eyes of the public and the eyes of TV and radio broadcasters, both large and small? Second, if the standards are not clear, how can we make them clear in the shortest possible time period?
Well, that's not bad.
On one hand...
There's part of that that I agree with.
Yeah, but... And that's the problem.
Yeah.
There's part of it you agree with that.
Right.
What he's saying is, there's not a line, so let's find out where the line is. But he
that
offers...
That should be the focus of the whole thing.
He offers no example as to how that could happen.
That's right.
Right? It's a witch hunt.
Right.
They're all just sitting
Isn't
around.
This fun?
They're all just sitting around.
The Federal Communications Commission.
Oh, hold on. This is the old guy. This is the guy...
Mm-hmm.
That I love watching the best because my take on this guy is that he doesn't know how to operate a radio, much less hear what's coming out. Because the questions that this particular guy asks are of such an elementary nature. Because he's old, he talks slow, which hurts his whole presentation.
Sure.
And he's got that whole look going, you know, with the teeth that are ready to slide out of the mouth.
And they're kind of looking down from his pulpit.
Yeah, big age spots.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use its authority under the Communications Act to enforce against broadcast indecency. The commission has woken from a deep slumber.
Yes.
In a somewhat peevish mood. And I'm interested to see how their response will be as this matter proceeds.
And I cut him off there.
Thank you very much.
He's fun.
Thank you. Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
That guy shouldn't pass bills. That guy should not buy green bananas. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
If you buy green bananas, it means you're planning on having them around. You're going to be around to eat them for a couple of weeks. Let's continue.
If executives in charge of the entertainment industry do not take immediate steps to stop indecent programming coming into our homes, the legislation we're considering here today will only be the first step in more aggressive action to fix the problem.
Whoa. Yeah. It's a witch hunt.
We're right in the middle of it.
We're going to fix the problem. Here's another one of your stars.
We've learned that the FCC has We've learned that the FCC has provided, at best, weak enforcement of the indecency standard, and they can do a lot more to enforce this standard, even without Congress pursuing a bill to increase indecency fines.
Yeah.
Well said.
Here's another one.
If indecency rules and higher fines are intended to protect our kids, why isn't violence included under the indecency definition?
Ah. And that's where we stop the tape and say, okay, go after that.
Yeah. Well, go after, you know, let's enforce this evenly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just us, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? We are the easy targets. We really are.
Hang into it.
If indecency rules and higher fines are intended to protect our kids, why isn't violence included under the indecency definition?
There you go. Good question.
That is a good question.
You're the only one that passes.
He got the bell. He got the chime.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused.
This is Green Banana Man.
And fully...
Hey, hold on, Rob. Would you get the theme to the Munsters? That'd be good music to play.
Very good. Yeah.
While this guy is speaking.
What's the name of the car again?
The Dragula.
The Dragula.
The Dragula. It's a coffin that was actually turned into a car by Chuck Barris, the guy that made the... Or not Chuck Barris. George Barris, the guy who made the Batmobile.
Right. It'd be nice if you had a picture to show, Mike.
Oh, I do. I do. But it's for something later.
Very good.
We got news about him later. Okay, so let's go. Here he is pulling up to... Congress to say what he wants to say about indecency.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use its authority under the Communications Act to enforce against broadcast indecency. The commission has woken from a deep slumber in a somewhat peevish mood. And I'm interested to see how their response will be as this matter proceeds through the Congress.
Yeah, that's the climate we're living in, ladies and gentlemen.
So not to dwell on it, to bring it in a fashion that brings a smile to your lips.
Sure, of course, to present the facts in the way that we only can. Only we can, I should say.
Just understand, okay, that's enough.
You know, listening to those congressmen and congresswomen, it makes me... have difficulty expressing myself, you know, when you hear them.
As we air the news in the future.
Yes.
Oh, hold on now. This is one that I didn't get to.
Yes.
And this is a great one. Is this the one where she contradicts herself?
I'm pretty sure.
I think so. What she's saying is, in the future, the news, because it is the news, should be presented without any boundaries. However... we need some boundaries. Listen to this doublespeak.
As we air the news in the future, who will decide how to present what is seen and viewed by the public of all ages? News, Podcasts are not regulated, nor should they be.
They should not be.
Mm-hmm. But the sensibilities of the public are an issue.
Hey, yes, congratulations. You said absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Right.
What you said was news should be news.
News should have parameters, but it should not be regulated.
Right.
Right. Okay? You got what I'm saying?
You know, and that really, even though they're talking about news, it just kind of speaks to this whole thing where we're being told to do things, but we're not being told what we're supposed to do.
And we're still working on these tapes. We're going to, put them in the show from time to time.
Good.
There was one last night, a representative from Texas, when they re-ran this thing. This was the guy that said, in essence, and we'll have the tape to back this up, he said, here's the problem. My four-year-old doesn't know the difference between network TV and cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that to me sounds like a parental problem,
yes.
Not a government problem. But then you move to the second part where he said, if we have the tape, and this is why everybody should be very, very scared, mm-hmm. He said, that's why as long as we're opening this entire investigation, I think we should look into regulating cable and satellite as well,
mm-hmm.
Because that's so accessible. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're coming after everything.
He should look into the V-chip that's already built into his television.
That's a good idea.
That would help his four-year-old figure out the difference.
Right.
Air the broadcast. News. In the future.
In the future.
Yeah.
In the
as
future.
We air the news.
In the future.
In the future.
Uh-huh.
Who will decide how to present what is seen and viewed by the public of all ages?
All right, then we're excited. Buzz will.
Casts are not regulated, nor should they be.
Congratulations, Buzz.
But the sensibilities of the public are an issue.
What?
There you go.
Exactly.
What?
Hello.
Work with that, Buzz.
I'll try.
Also, I'd like to point out that, let me see. Are there other DJs who are reacting like we are to this news?
Are there?
Well, up until now, I would say no, but I do have a story. Let me get a beverage.
All right, okay. Go ahead. Wet the whistle a little bit. What do you have there? Who are we talking about?
Maybe you heard about these guys, Bob and Tom.
I've heard of Bob and Tom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I never knew this. One of them, the Tom guy, his last name is Griswold.
Hey.
Why you would not go with that?
Yeah. Tom Griswold.
If that's your real name.
You got Bob and Griswold.
Yeah, I mean, or let's say they started working together before the movie came out.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's possible because they're older than we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would adapt it.
There's a team that's older than we are?
Oh, yes, Mike. Oh, yes. Absolutely. They both hit the big 5-0. Each in their 50s. How you do? You know, I'm the one with a cold, but you have really almost coughed up a lung.
I know.
During the opening segment.
I had a stressful drive in today.
Oh, dear.
So, here's what Tom of Bob and Tom says.
Right.
He said that he has no intention of testing the zero tolerance. Now, these are guys who had a show, I'd say, kind of like ours. Of course, like all of them. Not as good as...
Not nearly.
Inferior.
Not as good, but if anything, they had a more laid-back persona than we did. So now what these guys say, although they had dirty songs, remember the song was something that they had played on their show
okay.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had to play an edited version. They got to play that version. So that's kind of, I think, mm-hmm. where they were at.
All right.
These poor guys. Now, we're telling you that we're going to change the show, and we're going to be edgy, but we're not going to be... Where's my car?
Dirty
or a sex or excretory.
Right.
Beyond that, we're still here to slay the dragon.
To entertain you.
I feel bad for Tom Griswold, who said, quote, we're going to do a show that a soccer mom can listen to with kids in her car.
Wow.
These are guys that, let me see, shock jock, although they don't fit the typical description of shock jocks.
Okay.
They're in their 50s, and I guess back in the day there was a boycott of their show by Decency and Broadcasting. They went after us a long time ago. Here's what this guy has to say. Quote, the rules are very vague. I'm not going to take a chance of being anywhere near the line.
Mm-hmm.
We have pulled way, way back. We had to make a decision this morning at 6:30 talking to a comedian. And here's I'm going to quote Tom Griswold here. Note this.
Mm-hmm.
Quoted. The FCC has months or years to read transcripts and listen to tapes to decide. And after talking to 16 lawyers, what is or is not acceptable. That's where it's at.
And that's they're going through what we're going through.
So they're absolutely. They're doing the soccer mom thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not there.
No. I think we're still
good
saying.
Good heavens, no.
This is a show for grown-ups, and we're still saying that, but right. We've pulled back also.
Mm-hmm. We've learned that the FCC has provided, at best, weak enforcement of the indecency
yes.
standard.
My God.
And they can do a lot more to
they're weaklings.
The standard, even without Congress pursuing a bill to increase
Right. Dumbass. Seriously. It's just like a bunch of dumb people wearing suits sitting up there deciding what's going on.
Mm-hmm. They're
going
to save us all.
They are, because we need saving.
That's right.
God, we need saving. Where's the old guy? One more time.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use its authority under the Communications Act to enforce against broadcast indecency.
What?
The commission has woken from a deep slumber in a somewhat peevish mood.
I have news for you, sir.
And I'm interested to see how their response will be as this matter proceeds through the Congress.
I predict a deep slumber for you very soon. Just a prediction.
Just a prediction. The green bananas.
not a sermon. Just a thought.
Uh-huh.
Okay. On with the show. We'll continue.
Very good.
Bring you every once in a while witch hunt actualities.
Excellent.
Where we can find what these guys actually have to say.
Wonderful.
What is it about guys? I've mentioned this on the show. Mike's mentioned this on the show. Guys in vasectomies, they love talking about it.
Yeah, it now, seems to us that throughout the years, you know, these guys that do this, they just love talking about it.
It's it crazy. Happened to me today. In real
you got
life,
one?
In real life, and understand, as I've documented, I'm really not a social creature.
You know, if you take that out of context, you got people that are, you know, saying, it happened to me today. You know, and you were talking about vasectomies.
Well, that's okay.
You didn't get one, did you?
That's okay. I'll go with it. Sure. Okay. I got one.
All right. Good.
I got one. I got five of them.
All right. That'll be good ink.
That's what's wrong with my throat. I got five vasectomies today. So, I'm in the grocery store. And keep in mind, I have a limited circle of friends anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very antisocial. I don't try to be. It's just the way that I am.
Mm-hmm. It's the way you're programmed.
And some of the people that I chat with, I wouldn't consider them necessarily friends like normal people would.
Right.
But I go to the grocery store and I see these guys. And, one guy that I've mentioned, AJ, his son works for CBS News.
AJ.
Well, there are other guys that work at the store who I say hi to and chat with, and I don't know their names.
Right.
So one of these guys today, I'm in the grocery store, and he says, hey, what's happening with your work? And I said, you know, and like everybody's asking me.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, you know, we're doing the best to get through it.
Right.
And he said,
I don't handle that like you do. I you know, I fall on my knees and I say,
it is the most difficult time of my life. So I tell him that, and he says, well, can I tell you something? And let me give you just so you're picturing the man that I'm talking to.
A little description.
You're talking about a strong black man.
Okay.
You're talking about a guy who's like 6'4".
Big guy.
Big, intimidating.
Tough guy.
Bordering a yes.
Tough guy.
Sam Jackson. Uh-huh. I'd say Sam Jackson with more muscles.
Okay.
Right. Except he doesn't have the ridiculous hats on that Sam Jackson still insists on wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Sam Jackson fan.
Yeah.
But enough with a backwards Jackie Stewart driving cap.
Okay, so he's a big guy. Big, strong guy.
He's a big guy. So we're standing there, and he's saying, how's work? And I'm saying, it's fine. We're going to make the best of it. He said, well, how about me? And I said, what? Did you get a promotion or something? He said, I got a vasectomy. Now
he's all proud.
Yeah,
now,
they are. I don't know.
Why are guys so proud?
I understand the phenomenon, maybe, calling a radio show.
Uh-huh.
But here's a guy that I see, you know, twice a week when I go in the grocery store. And I've known him for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there certainly is some level of intimacy between he and I. And I don't mean that in the queer way.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, he's more than just the passing, how you doing? He's one of the.
But he found it necessary to share this with you.
Yes, he.
Well, he probably shared it with you because you do the radio show.
No, and here's how I know.
How do you know?
Because when I was checking out, he was a guy that was restocking today.
Uh-huh.
When I was checking out, I said to, I don't want to say who I said this to at the grocery store.
Right.
Another person, I said, hey, you know that guy, I'm not going to use anybody's names here. I said, but you know, he just told me that he had a vasectomy. And the guy said to me, oh, he tells everybody. We've been talking about it.
And that backs up the theory 100%. Guys that get vasectomies love to talk
about
it.
We still don't know why.
And I said, why?
Yeah.
And the guy said, well, because, you know, for a couple of weeks it was interesting because he came in and he actually had to have an ice pack down there. And, like, and you could see the ice pack. And he would tell us that things are getting better.
Right.
I said, yeah, but... You work with him every day. Yeah.
But couldn't you cover that up? Couldn't you put an ice pack down there and not really have to share? But he wants to share.
Yeah. My point is, the other guy was, I said, but you work with him. You see him every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe you're closer with him. I said, I see the guy twice a week. And it's passing conversation. He said, well, to him, it's almost something that he appears to be proud of.
Which is, we have had that for years.
Mm-hmm. Hello, where's the weirdo meter?
Yeah.
Because,
but it's not a weirdo meter because more guys do that than don't.
It's common. We don't
more
know why.
More guys that get that procedure don't want to talk about it. And I mean, this has been for years. I've had friends of mine that told me they got them.
But see, the thing is, nobody ever said it to me in real life.
I've had it in real life.
I've only had people call up our show and say it on the show.
I had an old childhood friend of mine who had like four kids, and I'm having a conversation with him, and it was the first thing he said. You know, the first thing he said, hi, how you doing? Hey, long time, I got a vasectomy. You know, it just,
wow.
They want to share. I don't.
Big of that, I
maybe,
guess.
Maybe. I don't understand, and we've never really gotten to the psychology of it.
No.
Why they're proud? But they seem to be proud.
Oh yeah.
And so here I am standing in the dog food aisle. You know, before he walked up to say hi, I'm contemplating. I mean, these are the complex things that go on in my mind. Standing in front of the dog food because we buy what is it? Iams? Is that
right,
the kind?
Right.
I can say that now that we're not doing the fake commercials for the other people.
Right. Iams.
So it's Iams and. What I really should buy is the 40-pound bag.
The big one?
Yeah. But the problem with the 40-pound bag is that I don't have a cart when I'm walking around the store. I've just got one.
Why don't you have a cart?
Because I've only got enough for one of those little gay, like Dorothy and Toto baskets.
A little basket.
Yes. Well, that means you have to put this entire 40-pound thing on your shoulder and crate it through the store when they have a real convenient, like, four-pound bag, which you can fit right under your arm. The problem is...
Yeah, but see, it's not cost-effective with all those dogs you have. You should get the big bag.
Yeah, see, the problem is the dogs go through that right away.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there thinking, now, which do I want to do? Do I want to lug this up there now, or do I want to come back to the store again in 3 days?
And so you do your shopping kind of willy-nilly. You don't do a lot of planning when you go in there.
Oh, no, I'm very planned.
Why don't you go to the dog food aisle last? And why didn't you bring
I did
cart
go to the
dog food? If you knew you were getting dog food, why?
Because I knew going in what I was going to do. I knew the
decision. You knew you weren't
going
to get the big bag.
Yeah, and I was just having the debate with
don't
myself.
Don't ever tell him he doesn't plan.
No,
he doesn't
I know.
Like that.
I was having the debate with myself when I was standing there saying, well, even though I know I've already opted for the lazy plan to just buy the small bag.
Yeah, but you know, in a way, you could call the 40-pound bag the lazy man's load. So, you know, you never know.
Well, no, I know when I get home with the small bag that my wife's going to say to me, why didn't you get the big bag?
Mm-hmm.
And the only answer that I have is, well,
you'll get that later.
I didn't feel like doing it. And then I always say, well, I don't mind going to the store. So anyway, this is what is occupying my mind.
Okay.
When I'm standing there, when he walks up and says, hey, what's happening? And I say... Hey, what are you doing? He says, wow, it's some crazy ass happening with the FCC, and they're talking
right.
back and forth. And then he goes, so aren't you going to ask what's new with
me? How do I look?
What's new with
me? Do I look different to you?
Well, congratulations on that, and I still don't know.
Shout it from the highest mountaintop. He's certainly not alone.
Don't know about that. Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey.
Bobo.
Hi, Bobo. How are you?
Hi, Bobo.
Is your mother-in-law traveling with you?
Hey, Bobo.
Not today.
All right.
Hey, I got an opinion about this whole thing about the vasectomy and why guys like to talk about it.
Do you have one?
Apparently, yes.
Well, what do you mean? What is that?
An opinion he has. Have you had a vasectomy?
Yes, I have had a vasectomy.
Okay.
And I think really, it's kind of a homophobic thing. When you have a vasectomy, somebody's been down there rooting around, messing around with you, and it's usually in private. So I think a lot of guys like to talk about it because they don't want anybody to think they.
You know, when he said probably yes, and right through that whole phone conversation, I think he lacks total credibility.
Didn't really help us. No.
And I don't like his theory. And I don't buy it. I think it's fixed.
I think it's his theory.
Yeah. It's his theory. It's his theory.
It's
sick,
but still,
it's fixed just like he is.
But hold on, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Give his theory some thought. What this guy's saying is
because people have been down, because men perhaps have been down there,
touched him, that he thinks it's a homophobic thing.
And then if he shouts it, then it means he's cool. Who knows?
Okay. I agree with all that, but still.
No, I don't.
But no. I mean, I agree it's nuts.
Okay.
But still, having said that.
Mm-hmm.
He's another guy that's had a vasectomy.
That's talking about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You see?
I've been cut, and I'm proud.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And you're not alone. You're not nearly alone.
I don't get that. I truly don't get that. Hello, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we got a break. Hi, Jason.
How's it going?
Okay.
You're taking a break?
No, but
Jason, come on. What's going on?
We'll talk to you, Jason.
I'm a plumber out in Buffalo area, and I work with about 3-4 guys. And at least once a week, they'll get in a good 20-minute conversation bragging about their vasectomies and how they can do this and that with the girls. And, you know, it's a common thing. I hear it all the time.
See, another example of guys that love to talk about their vasectomy.
Yeah. So what line of work are you in?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber. So even plumbers.
Well, plumbers probably understand it a little bit.
Did they do their own vasectomies?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Bring your own pipes out.
All right. Thank you for the call, my friend.
All right. Thanks.
See you later.
He sounds scared because he hasn't had his yet.
Right. Oh, but he will.
As we air the news.
Yes.
In the future,
who
will decide how to present what is seen and viewed by the public of all ages?
Well, how about Buzz?
Casts are not regulated, nor should they be.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But the sensibilities of the public are an issue.
When I hear that, you've played it a third time, and that might be one of the more dangerous things that I've heard.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of saying, well, they shouldn't be regulated, but we should regulate them.
Yeah,
we have to protect the public
and themselves.
When you regulate newscasts, you've got the Soviet Union.
Yes. The issue is, how come while saying this, you're wearing a smart business suit when actually you should be wearing a witch's outfit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in one of those ye olde pilgrim outfits, you know, saying, burn them!
Right.
As we air the news. In the future, who will decide how to present what is seen and viewed by the public of all ages?
Darling,
newscasts are not regulated, nor should they be.
Thank you.
But the sensibilities of the public are an issue.
So now maybe you understand, maybe you don't. We'll have more of these informative tapes of your elected officials.
What?
What is she saying?
And exactly what they have to say. We got a break right here. Got to get a beverage. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters but the weekend. Two willful boys. Don and Mike.
Right. Yes, we're switching to Glide.
Yeah, we're willful.
That's what we're doing. I am not happy about what the NFL wants to do.
No, no, what?
Well, and of course, it's all just speculation now because the contract with the TV stations and the networks isn't up for 2 more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the TV stations pay a fortune, right? Yeah.
However, here's what the NFL wants.
More? They want more, Don?
No. Yeah, well, they want more money. But listen, now they want to change it. Now, you're talking in this case about men, in my case, and I remember the first NFL game I ever watched when I was 4 years old.
Yeah, I was about five.
Wow. So that would be 1962.
Hmm.
So I've been watching for over 40 years.
I watched my first game when the Giants were playing at Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
That's how long ago.
And the Bears were playing the Packers at Wrigley Field.
At
Wrigley Field.
At Wrigley?
At Wrigley. Well, they played at Wrigley until the late 60s.
See, I didn't know that. I thought it was always Soldier Field.
So having said that, let's go through a typical, for me, an NFL fanatic.
All right.
Sunday, all the countdown shows, all that crap.
Right.
You know when 1 o'clock comes, man, you're set.
Right.
Here's what the NFL wants to do. First, they want to move back Sunday afternoon games. They want the games to start at 2 o'clock.
And then start the other ones at 5.
Correct.
Oh, please.
I don't like that.
I hate that.
I don't like that. It's if anything, give it to us earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start them at noon and 3.
Now, here's something they want to do. I'm okay with it. There are 5 things the NFL wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move back time. We don't want that. They want to drop AFC, NFC.
Actually, 2 o'clock wouldn't be bad.
No, yes, it would, Mike. Why? Because you have a restaurant?
Oh.
Would you stop it with the restaurant?
No, it
stuff?
Doesn't matter to me. I mean, really, but I think I don't like the idea. I really don't like the idea of 2 o'clock. I really don't.
No, listen, 1 o'clock is football time.
Why are they screwing with it?
And to be technical, because they can make more money in prime time. Hold on.
Okay.
There's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, they want to drop, for instance, like CBS has AFC,
mm-hmm.
NFC is on Fox.
Right.
They want to drop that. They want to say, and this I'm sure fans don't care about, they want to say it's just going to be NFL on everybody's network, and the networks will pick the games in advance.
Oh, you mean, there won't be any delineation between the AFC and the NFC?
Right, well, no, there would be, but it just means you could see an AFC game on Fox one week.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that they could pick whatever they wanted, and you wouldn't have mm-hmm. the rights to the AFC being with CBS. And
right.
Well, that's not bad.
And I wrote the same thing in my notes here. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Still, you'll see the games you want to see.
Might be interesting.
Now, here's something I don't like. Another one I don't like. Start the season 2 weeks later, and what that does is push back playoff weekends into the February TV ratings sweeps, which pushes the Super Bowl further back into the middle of February.
I think that stinks.
Mm. Now, they're also concerned about Monday Night Football. The league says, how about switch Monday Night Football to Thursday night? Because that...
Oh, come on. You know what? Men all over America, you love Monday Night Football.
Everybody does.
About as much as anybody.
Everybody. Everybody knows Monday night mm-hmm. it's football night.
Right.
And they're doing that, to compete with NBC? Just because that would be the one thing they can put up against?
No, seriously, that's going to...
No,
that will...
Their thinking is, because they're not getting ratings on Monday,
uh-huh.
if you move it to Thursday and you make it the precursor to the weekend, that you'll get a bigger audience.
Oh, that's bad.
And that
is very bad.
Yeah.
If they don't go for that, if the networks don't go for that, and I'm all right with this... Then they'll just add Thursday night anyway.
Well, that's good. I have no problem with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there you go. NFL, that's what we think.
Mm-hmm.
But really, of all of those things,
right.
please don't push the start times back.
Because, and also if you move the season, start the season later, you get in the way of everything else. But that's, I guess, what they want to do. They really like to have it. You'd like this. Maybe it's moving towards your goal of 24/7.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's just moving back. It means instead of starting in the middle of September, it starts later and it just ends later.
Right.
They just
Didn't they always move it earlier? I mean, didn't it used to start in the middle of September or late September?
It used to start before, like on Labor Day, and then they decided they didn't like competing with Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't get good ratings because people went to the beach.
Right.
So they moved it back. And then they found out, hey, if we move this one back and we put in a bye week, well, then we can get more weeks out of the season
mm-hmm.
and we can make this thing last even longer.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Make it last as long as you want.
When you say moved it back, they actually moved it later, right? The season started later?
Yes.
After Labor Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which it does now.
Mm-hmm.
David?
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, well, that's good. What can we do for you?
Well, I think it's great to start the games later. I live on the West Coast, and I think a later start time would be fantastic.
All right, now, and may I just say something to everybody listening to us on the West Coast? Eat one. And I lived on the West Coast. That's the penalty you have for living where the weather's always better.
You said you loved it.
I did.
You could watch a 1 o'clock game starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and then have the rest of your day.
But I did, but I don't think your average West Coaster lives it like I do.
Uh-huh.
I think your average West Coaster...
It's never going to be what it used to be, because it used to be fantastic.
What was that?
Back when the Super Bowl was in October. Those were the days.
Yeah.
I mean, really, remember you'd trick-or-treat, and then you'd come back, and the kids would eat the Halloween candy as you were waiting for the big game on Sunday.
Yeah, then the Pro Bowl was always on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Remember that in Hawaii?
It was fantastic. I loved that. And then, of course, spring training for baseball started, at Christmas. Christmas.
Oh, oh, oh. So anyway, that's what the NFL wants. You know, who knows if they're going to get it or not. I don't know. I only mentioned it because, you know, as always on this show, it's important to me.
Well, and I know you love the NFL, but I know you also know it's a sinister operation. And if the NFL wants it, there can be no good in it.
They're probably going to get it.
It's evil. Yeah.
You bet your ass they're going to get it.
I hear they're doing it for the fans, and the money really doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And then you should listen to this guy, Rob.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use its authority under the Communications Act to enforce against broadcast indecency.
Old-timer?
The commission has woken from a deep slumber.
It's woken.
In a somewhat peevish mood.
It's woken.
And I'm interested to see how their response will be as this matter proceeds through the Congress.
Isn't it awakened?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is not awakened.
Well, he didn't even say awoken.
He said woken. The movie wasn't Wokenings.
It was Awakening.
The movie
that
you loved was Awakenings, right, when Robert De Niro was the retard guy.
I do love that.
I know. That's the one that meant a lot to you. Which is why I'm dropping it now.
Thanks so much for that. That's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
I'll be cruel in a different way later.
I know you will.
But for now,
count on it.
You got to pass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
Pushing the playoffs back into February, regardless of what the NFL says, that doesn't have anything to do with the February sweeps. It has everything to do with making room for more. I don't know what they have now.
Come on, what's your point?
6 weeks of preseason.
Idiot.
Listen, let me explain to you how the media works.
Don't you think that by having the playoffs later, it might have a chance to warm up?
Listen, it is about moving the playoffs and the Super Bowl into the sweeps because that's where the networks set advertising revenue.
Uh-huh.
So the NFL says, put our stuff in when you're setting your advertising rates, you're going to be able to make more money, and hence the NFL is going to be able to make more money.
You know, technically, for a long time, the Super Bowl was in January, and I used to love the Super Bowl at the end of January.
Right.
It gives us something to really look forward to, and then we all can focus on February as being the horrible month. The month that has one holiday just for chicks, Valentine's Day.
And now they're going to make February the Super Bowl month, and I say, I'll adapt to it if that's the case. Uh-huh. But then, well, I guess with January I'd be okay. I guess I'm only hurt on the front end of this.
That's right.
I'm hurt on the front end that I want football in September. I want football on Labor Day. That's when football starts. That's the unofficial start of fall.
I'm thinking on my feet as I'm digesting this as we go along. I used to love having the Super Bowl at the very end of January, but I'm thinking February gets me depressed, and to have football in February would be a little extra football.
Right. Yeah. Think about what about the 2 o'clock starts?
The 2 o'clock starts I hate. Because I really think
I'm afraid that
a 4 o'clock game. 4 o'clock game at 7:30, 8:15 by the end of the day in football, and that's enough.
Right now, as it is, the 1 o'clock games that really start at 5:05, and they go until 4:30.
I'd like to see them start at noon.
And the 4 o'clock games, well, I could get behind that. Mm-hmm. The 4 o'clock games start at 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, the 1 o'clock game that you're watching, they really didn't start at 1 o'clock.
I think, frankly, they
isn't over at 4:15.
Why don't we start the 1 o'clock games at 9 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, you mock this.
I know this is serious.
Something is important to me, and I just cut you a slack burger on Awakenings.
I understand. I don't think I mind as much the moving back to February as much as I do the time. I think everybody, 1 o'clock's when you start a football game.
Right.
You know?
Come on.
You get up at the crack of dawn. You go to a game. You get season tickets. You go out to the Redskins games, and, it starts at 9 o'clock, and 1 o'clock, you're ready to go.
You know, the only thing I might be able to agree on, if you really want to move the Super Bowl,
what?
And they'd never have the balls to do this. Make the Super Bowl every year on February 14th.
On Valentine's Day?
Make the Super Bowl on Valentine's Day. You do that, I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. Because, let's face it, the Super Bowl's a holiday.
Right.
Valentine's Day, what they're going to have to do then is either cancel it, I'd vote for that, or move it.
What would you think of this? I think everybody should have the day off. It's such a big day.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should have the day off on Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Super Bowl holiday.
How about that? How about proposing that for a national holiday?
I'm all for that.
And add a holiday.
Lombardi Day.
I think we need more holidays between late January and March. I think it is the tensest, nastiest, and has nothing to do with the hell that we've gone through. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that I think that that is the time of the year when we need more long weekends.
Listen, our entire life is backloaded. If you look at the way that our lives are set up, what it is it's a race to get to the end of the year where all of the good stuff is crammed into about a 6-week period.
Right. Exactly.
It's like the entire year is drudgery. And
we need more good things balanced out throughout mm-hmm. the year.
Every once in a while, you get in a good groove in the summertime.
Right.
You've got the 4th of July, and the weather's nice to yeah. distract you
right.
from how bad everything sucks. But what we really need is something, because what we're all fighting for all the time, let's face it. Whatever your religion, if it's Christmas, if it's Hanukkah, if it's Kwanzaa, I don't give a crap.
Ramadan.
What it means is...
Ooh, I'm in trouble.
What it means is everybody gets presents.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets time off from work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what the whole folks... I mean,
that's what we live for.
Listen,
right.
I'm not going to get into, as Joe would say, passion of the Christ here, because let's face it, there's a part of it that's religious, but there's a part of it that just says, hey, it's 2 weeks where we get paid,
mm-hmm.
where we get presents.
Oh, sure.
Go to parties.
The commercialization of Christmas. What are you saying? Is your point the one I'm hoping you're making here that we need... We need another Christmas.
Yeah. And Mike...
we need it in February.
I know that this is a car cliche, but what about Christmas in July?
But July has the 4th.
And, you know, it's
July
summer.
Has the 4th.
Yeah,
August
but
has...
Hold on, let's face it. 4th of July, really not the buildup of Christmas, though.
No, not at all.
You could have
but
the 4th.
But you don't. You got warm weather. You got beaches.
But here's what you do, though.
You don't need Christmas in July.
No. What you do, though, is you just make it like it's Christmas in California. What you're saying now to everybody...
All right, so how about we take the 4th of July and we turn it into Christmas? We move that 4th of July celebration into February. Where we get the fireworks and then we just wear coats.
But you got to have two Christmases. No, you can have the 4th of July still on the 4th of July.
Okay.
You can celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day.
What do you want? What is it that you want?
What I want is parties.
Yes.
Presents.
You do. Uh-huh.
Time off.
Time yeah, off. Time off. Parties, presents.
Give America mm-hmm. a Christmas halfway through the year. So if you did that, then we wouldn't be so upset that you want to move the football games. Because we'd have something to look forward to
you know what
halfway
you're
through the year.
You know what you're advocating, and I believe this. You're advocating the 4-day work week, like they have in some European countries,
yes.
where everybody, you know, with the traffic that
I'm
looking
at. I like to call it the Johnny Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Going back in the day, good old JC. And not the JC you're thinking of.
No. Yeah, Johnny Carson.
Yeah, my personal Christ.
Right.
Johnny Carson.
That's right. Yeah, the 4-day work week.
He invented it.
Everybody still gets their little vacations when they get them. But the 4-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the problem that we have in this country is that we all take our vacations at the exact same time.
But I think people might even say, we'll continue to work 5 days,
mm-hmm.
no problem, as long as we know that the 4th of July is really now Christmas.
So you get presents.
You get parties.
Well, you get parties anyway.
No. Listen.
You mean the party season.
Not like holiday parties.
Oh, okay. Right. So you're talking about you'd start. That would mean that you could start.
Like halfway through June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could start like June 15th. You could
Correct.
Start your holiday parties.
And listen, think about it when you live your life. As you're going through, when you get to September, October, November. Once you get past Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you get past all the crap with your family.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start thinking, oh, man. I got a million parties to go to.
Right.
I got to get stuff for people. And everybody's happy
yeah.
because for 2 weeks we're able to forget all the crap we're going through.
Exactly.
So I think we've solved it.
I think
if you
so.
Want to, if you want to move the NFL games, you're going to have to make the 4th of July more Christmas-like. You're going to have to
Bravo.
More commercial.
You know, really,
you
hear those Congress people up there, we should be sitting up in Congress.
I know.
Hey, man, instead you got this.
If executives in charge of the entertainment industry do not take immediate steps to stop recent programming coming into our homes, legislation we're considering here today will only be the first step
uh-huh.
in more aggressive action
right.
to fix
Whatever.
The problem.
Shut up!
More parties. More, you know, really, who could argue with that? You know, how about a more party platform?
I'm proud to be a co-sponsor of our legislation, increase in decency fines,
Shut up!
Yeah, right. Stop worrying about radio. And give us a Christmas in July.
And give us more time off.
Yeah.
Give our workers more time off.
And don't F with football.
More national holidays. Right. That's what we need in this
Leave country. Football where it is.
Hold on.
I believe that. And that's how scary it is. I really believe that. More national holidays.
Well, they, you know, they're doing nothing to make our lives better.
No.
And I'm not even talking now about being a DJ. They're just doing nothing to make our lives as human beings better.
No, what they're doing is making us work longer, harder, for less money.
Mm-hmm. And frankly, we want to see Santa in July.
Yeah, we need presents, parties, and days off.
Let's face it, Santa's not religious. And we've all seen the ads that we've laughed at that they run during Christmas season where Santa's on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like for the MasterCard where Santa's
exactly.
laying on the beach.
Make it happen.
We could all deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in many respects, it's like looking at Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
He's a fat guy in a Hawaiian shirt,
mm-hmm.
except he brings you booze and he brings you presents.
Presents, parties, days off. That's
the company
the platform.
Has also gone so far that all of its contracts with on-air performers are modified
mm-hmm.
to ensure DJs share
that's
financial
legal.
Responsibility
Shut up!
If they utter indecent material mm-hmm. on the air.
Yeah, that's very legal, to modify an existing contract.
Yes, you've signed and we've signed a contract. Right. Now we're going to dive right into it and remodel it.
The Federal Communications Commission.
God. Shut up!
We'll
be right back.
WJ.
Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on. Wow.
Not the right one.
I know you're going to be shocked by this. We had a technical problem here at WJFK.
No.
Never happens.
Try it again. I've got a good feeling about this.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're on a mission from God.
Good heavens, no.
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
We do, every day.
Another trip to Iceland will give away today, courtesy of Iceland Air. Trip for two to Iceland on Iceland Air, IcelandAir.com. The coolest airline crossing the Atlantic with daily flights to continental Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland, of course. That's why they're called Iceland Air.
Iceland Air.
As we mentioned yesterday, it'll be the best 3 days you've ever had.
Yeah.
Then you'll want to come back home. Let that be the slogan for them. We'll give that away at some point today. Mike, we don't have time today. Monday, though, ask me about my Christmas gift that my wife got me, which we finally have hooked up. It's an inversion table.
An inversion table? You mean where you
hang?
You can hang? How? Have you tried it?
She won't let me try it by myself.
Oh. Well, you're supposed to have a spotter.
Yeah. And I'm dying to.
Is it like the one Michael Keaton had in the first Batman, where he's like hanging upside down?
Yes.
It's supposed to be good for the spine.
It's
right?
The back doctor, you know, because I was hit by a car a couple of years ago.
I want to really hear how you like it, because I'd love to try it.
I'm dead. The thing looks like creepy and looks like something that should be in some S&M
movie. You strap your ankles in, right?
Yeah,
and then,
right.
Then you just turn upside down.
Right.
Did you just up your insurance?
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
Because, Frida!
You know, because
Frida!
Because technically she could strap me in that thing.
And leave you there.
And then, you know.
Well, I think you have, I think you can get out of it yourself.
Well, I don't know. Uh-huh. Speaking of Frida.
She's alive! Alive! The pride of Frankenstein.
I just want to say hi, honey. Anyway, so the inversion table is up.
Oh, and very cool. If you like it, are they expensive or not?
It was a gift. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's like any piece of exercise equipment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe $300.
Okay.
Like
well, I'd love to see how you react to it because I've had my share of little back problems. I'd love to try it.
The blood is in my eyeballs.
Anyway.
I don't have back problems, but I wouldn't mind having one.
Of course,
no,
you, wouldn't,
of course you wouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't, Buzz. There's a lot of stuff you wouldn't
Sicko.
Mind, Buzz.
A
lot of stuff. So I'll let you know. And also, I think the spotlight on Canada that we promised today,
yeah?
Probably not going to happen.
Oh. We're not going to spotlight Canada?
But listen, they're always there.
All they of
Canada's
are. Waiting.
I've got it in the hopper. We'll get to it. Monday on Monday's show, be ready for the aftermath of Sunday night. tonight for our first ever critique of Billy Crystal as host of the Oscars.
Yeah, we've always been on vacation when this has happened, and this is a rare opportunity for us to, you know, come in here and chat about Oscars.
Like the NFL, they moved it up.
I was looking at the nominees, though. I mean, and it's just a year for the Academy Awards. It really, really is. I mean, everybody's saying Lord of the Rings is going to win Best Picture, and it just depresses me because there are a lot of movies that just were kind of, you know, there have been years in the past where there have been blockbusters, and you don't know who's going to win. But right now, it's just not fun.
But we never get to talk about it on the show because traditionally it's always ended when we were on vacation. Now they moved up the Oscars,
and everybody watches Billy Crystal.
Yes, you know how we feel about him. So we're going to give him the Jerry Lewis treatment on Monday when we dissect absolutely every word that he said. James, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say two things. First off, I applaud you on the ability to maintain the integrity of the show while still being able to, you know, stay within these ambiguous guidelines that these knuckleheads
I'm proud to be a co-sponsor of our legislation, increase in decency times tenfold.
Dummies. Those damn dummies. Okay, what else?
Well, I'll say the only question, I had a question. You know, during the NFL talk you guys were doing a couple of minutes ago, you said that the NFL wanted to move games to Thursday night, but doesn't ESPN have games on Thursdays during the second half of the season anyway?
Here's when they have, God, it's sad I know so much about this.
No,
such a freaking geek. They only have a game on Thursday night because there's not a Sunday night game when the World Series is on.
Oh.
So they run a Thursday night game. And also for rating sweeps, they have a Saturday night game built into the schedule.
Well, as long as...
And maybe more than one Saturday night
game. As long as football does not get in the way of the World Series. Because this coming year is going to be a special one.
Yeah, sure is. This is going to be the year you kill yourself. Mike, here you go. Right up your alley. Now, there's no network that's yet committed to this idea for a TV show.
Okay.
But my man, George W. Bush, and...
Wait, what do you mean, your man? I mean, is he your man again or not?
No, Mike, understand.
You're being sarcastic. Yes. You're a satirist?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you for understanding.
Well, you've gone back and forth, and I just want to make sure.
I flipped on all of them.
Yeah, I know.
I hate all of them now.
Okay, good.
Because they're all in some way related to this.
The Federal Communications Commission,
under
Chairman Powell, has simply refused
to
use its authority.
Blah, 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 blah.
So you're anti-political.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Anti-politician.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
And I'm interested
in blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
So your point is that you're anti-political.
Yeah, because they're all bad.
Yeah.
However, my man, GW.
What's he doing?
And my other man, who's the Tom Ridge?
Mm-hmm. So the National Security Director.
Right. Homeland Security.
Not National Security, Homeland Security. Yeah.
They have endorsed and are ready to contribute sound bites to a television series called DHS.
Yeah.
Department of Home Security. Now, at this point...
You mean they're going to have a TV show?
There is no network that says they're interested in this.
Good.
There is no no HBO. There is no nobody.
Good.
It's some guy and something called Steeple Productions. And he says no other TV series has ever had such access and clearance at the highest level...
That's bright.
...of real counter-terrorism agencies.
You know,
these are the people. Hold on a second. Let me finish the list. Hold on. These are the people who have signed off on this TV show and said they will participate. Besides the fact that Bush and Ridge have already committed to doing a voiceover at the beginning, like,
right,
your nation is in danger.
Yeah.
Please watch this show. You know, however they put it.
Well, I got a lot to say about this, but finish what you're doing there.
All of these people are rallying their resources behind the vision of DHS. The White House, that's a pretty big start.
That is very big.
Department of Homeland Security. All right, no surprise, shows about them. How about the FBI? They're for this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, what the hell does the EPA have to do with it?
Environmental Protection Agency because of the bioterror.
They're for it. California State CTU, again, like Jack Bauer.
Right.
Okay. LAPD, LAFD, and the Los Angeles and Orange County Sheriff's Departments are all on record saying, we love the idea for this show, we want to help with this show, and frankly, with everything going on, I mean, I'm trying not to be super serious here,
right.
But wouldn't you think
yeah.
that your leader, he's focusing on radio and he's focusing on gay marriages, wouldn't you think he's got enough on his plate? Mm. Oh, and also that thing in Iraq they don't want us to talk about.
Right.
Wouldn't you think he's got enough on his plate? That you didn't really have to be pitching a TV show.
You know what's? You know, it's so funny. We're talking about shutting down our freedoms as far as freedom of speech, and they're cracking down on shock jocks and on TV and on movies and all this. That's what they're focused on. However, you still can turn on the television and say, we go inside Quantico to see how our Secret Service is trained. To me, doesn't that, and I've always maintained this, represent a threat to national security? Yeah. Because you're showing people exactly how they're trained?
They're going to say, we're not showing anything that you couldn't get on a tour.
I don't buy it.
You can go on the internet and find out how to make a bomb. Anyway, all I know is that all these
It just seems to me a television show where they're showing the inner... It creeps me out. It creeps me out because we're living this right now. You know, make the television show after the fact.
All of these dopes should not be involved in it. Anyway, that's that.
Well, as far as the time goes, with any luck, Bush will be available to help him full time with the show.
So says you, bud.
Yes.
So says you.
And I.
Oh, I know. And listen, I'm...
yeah, I know. You don't like any of them.
Right.
Now, you know what, Buzz and I...
You put
year,
the other guy in.
We got a whole summer. We got a whole summer to work on you.
Nader in 04.
I'm going to be sticking bumper stickers on your car.
Ralph. Honk if you love Ralph.
Ralphie.
We had the lady on yesterday about the bags, so we decided to do some research.
Okay.
Find out exactly what these Hollywood phonies are going to get for an appearance fee.
Right. Buzz had mentioned a number of $110,000 for the Academy Awards.
And found out exactly what your Hollywood stars will be getting in their $100,000 bag.
They are $100,000.
$110,000, yeah.
Yeah, these are going to be like bigger than Roseanne's colostomy bag.
Because
to get all the stuff in.
Because these celebrities, of course, require $110,000 worth of gifts because they're so poor.
Couldn't afford it otherwise. This is for the presenters and for the performers in the show.
Okay.
Or the nominees.
Here we go. High-tech toys. Here you go.
The bag of toys.
Inside the bag, and as I mentioned, it's going to be a gigantic bag. Yeah. I think we had this yesterday, but I'll just pass it on. 43-inch flat screen high def TV.
$6,000.
God. 15-inch deep TV, another TV using Texas Instruments DLP technology. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that is. Maybe you know what the Voom Television Network is. It's a high definition network, and since they're giving you a big plasma flat screen high def TV, well, of course, you get free service worth $6,000. Mm. You also get the smartphone, a gadget that combines a cell phone with a Palm Pilot and a portable computer in one clamshell. You can also get email, MP3, surf the web, calendars, etc. Price tag, $3,000.
Mm.
You also get the personal security mobile security protection package that shields all of your personal information around the house. Anybody want to buy this? $1,500.
This is serious electronic goodies.
Good stuff.
You also get the Vision, the PCS Vision picture phone, which costs $330. They're saying that some stars are saying they can do without that. That you also get a camcorder. You also get a trip to, is it the Netherlands?
I think it's just a travel certificate.
A travel certificate to go to the Netherlands.
First class, I would imagine.
First class.
Of course.
And anybody that wants, there's different elective surgeries that are being offered. For instance, you want your eyes done, you can get your eyes done. You want to have a little Botox
right
on the side? Well, there's a guy, you can go and say you've got tennis elbow, and wink, wink, he'll shoot your face full of Botox.
There you go.
It's like you get a gift certificate to go see Dr.
Nick. So the plastic surgeons are on board with this gift.
Oh, yeah,
so,
very much.
Now I ask Robbie, do the math on this.
Okay.
At 110, let's round it off to 100. $100,000 to each of the celebrities, which is in essence is their fee for showing up and being on TV. Let's say that maybe... Well, no, I got the figure.
This is
how many bags they're giving
nominees
away.
Nominees and presenters.
How
many bags are they giving away?
Hold on. 120.
Mm-hmm.
What's 120? And I know there's markup, but what's 120 times 100,000?
$12 million, but it's actually more than that.
Yeah,
unbelievable. $12 million.
Over that. But the fact is, nobody's paying for it, right?
Right. It's all
companies donated. It's right. A promotional thing.
Now, Mike, may I ask you something? And I'm gonna, I want to say, everybody...
Man, flat screen TVs, wow!
Yeah. Everybody upstairs... Do not hit the dump button on what I'm about to say, because what I'm going to say is totally relevant and does not deserve to be dumped out. So give me a chance.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever wondered what Chris Berman tastes like?
I don't understand.
Have you ever wondered what Susie Colbert tastes like?
No, never have.
Have you ever wondered what Hank Greenberg tastes like?
No, I have not.
How about Stuart Scott?
Not a bit.
Mike, Gatorade is making a special 25th anniversary ESPN edition. That's right. You'll be able to drink ESPN. It's Gatorade that is specially made for ESPN to celebrate their 25th anniversary. So there will be a little Chris Berman in every sip.
I'll pass.
If you've ever wondered, if you've ever been watching ESPN and you've wondered, what would it be like to take these people and perhaps...
And turn them into soft drinks.
Perhaps get one of those high-powered prison hoses, wash them down.
Right, and then what drains off, you put it in a bottle, wring out their clothes.
That's right.
God. And if you were a sloppy drinker, you'd end up with like a Chris Berman stain on your clothes.
You blew right by it, but I'm still on those gift bags. Man, 120 42-inch plasma screen TVs.
This is great, Maguire. I don't know if Mike, if you had the Maguire, I'll have a Theismann on the rocks, please.
This is delicious.
But I don't want, oh no, I don't want any Pam Ward.
Would you like a glass of Patrick?
That is the worst tasting drink. And for God's sakes, the last time I had the Linda Cohen.
Oh yes.
I was sick for days.
You had terrible heartburn.
I was sick for days. Also ESPN, I think I mentioned this, doing the Dale Earnhardt movie.
Right.
Now they're also going to do a Pete Rose movie that's going to be called Hustle.
Who's playing Pete Rose? Do we know yet?
This is why I bring it to your attention. Nobody signed up.
We haven't cast it yet.
Who is our leading cast? I think it should be, and I hope I got the guy's name right.
I think it should be Joe Pesci.
He's kind of a has-been. Tom Berenger.
Oh,
If you gave him that Prince Valiant, that dumb Pete Rose haircut.
Yeah, but he's a little long in the tooth if you're going to go way back. I mean, it's easier to make a guy older than it is to make him young.
All right, then from today's hot young stars.
Man, I'm trying to think of an athletic type of guy.
You know what the inside track I hear is? Bobo's mother-in-law. Hi, Bobo.
Hey, Bobo.
Who would you? I mean, that is a tough call for Pete Rose.
It's got to be. Well, first off, it's not a compliment. Whoever gets the role.
No.
It's like the whole thing.
I got to get him checked.
First prize is a week in Cleveland. Second prize is 2 weeks in Cleveland.
Jim Belushi too old?
You know who I'd like to see, really? Who could do it, probably? Colin Farrell. Seriously. I think you could. He does, first of all, any American accent. And so you could do the accent. If you put him in that, he's kind of a hairy guy.
He's
you know?
Got a stupid enough face.
He's got a unibrow kind of thing. You know?
You gotta have, if you're going to be Pete Rose... You gotta have that dumb look, that dumb, indignant look.
Doesn't Colin Farrell kind of have that look?
Yeah. If he was younger, I'd say Benny from L.A. Law, if he was younger, would be a Pete Rose, because he's got that dumb look.
Okay, Buzz. So does Corky from Life Goes On.
Okay,
but I wouldn't suggest that Corky play Pete Rose.
I would. You know, in the area of sports, it's interesting what you say sometimes.
Well, no, this was really more in the area of showbiz.
Casting. I might actually watch it if it's
Larry
Chris
Drake is Pete Rose.
Yeah. Chris Burke.
I'm laughing. Read the signs. Read the signs, and then I'm going to steal, and I'm going to run over Kenny Harrelson.
Everybody knows that.
Bud Harrelson, sorry.
Everybody knows that Friends is over. I don't care. How many are left? There's like, three. They keep running ads. Three left?
Three left.
There's only three left. All of the six Friends, if you get the new Entertainment Weekly magazine.
You're talking episodes?
Yeah. Only three episodes left.
I thought you were saying three of the Friends. I didn't know the three of them had been killed.
Oh, that would have been a fantastic development, but no, Mike.
Well, why don't you do that once? Why don't you just take a comedy and really make it something really evil
again? The ending, yeah. You know, it's like you get Joey and Phoebe that are you know.
I thought you meant you wanted me like to just instead of I've got a story and some takes here on what they're going to do after the show. Mm-hmm. I thought you just wanted me to say, oh, and incidentally, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer and the guy I met, Matthew Perry, they're all dead.
Yeah, that was. Now I'm listening.
You know, what would be good is if at the end they had like a Ross and Chandler murder suicide pact.
Exactly. I can't stand it. Bam.
Hey, hold on. We got a guy on the phone, or maybe a girl. No. I don't know, depending on the name. This might be a good Pete Rose. Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a guy. Hi, Pat.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think so. No, actually, I was thinking Jack Black as Pete Rose.
I think I could endorse that.
He'd probably have to work out a little bit.
He'd have to lose some weight.
Yeah,
no doubt. But he's got the stupid look down.
I think Jack Black would be fantastic.
That's prize worthy right there. Except you just hung up, dumbass. Stupid dumbass. So Friends,
mm-hmm.
and remember, I actually got to meet one of the Friends down at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Oh, and the week after we got back from the Super Bowl, because I was at a party. Remember that the DJ invited me
to, actually
for about 10 minutes, had two drinks with Matthew Perry, who appeared to be. A little drunk.
A little tipsy.
But as I said, couldn't have been nicer and funnier and self-deprecating and everything.
Right.
But the next week in the National Enquirer, the headline was, Matthew Perry back on booze and pills.
Oh, no. Oh,
but
you were an eyewitness.
He's the only one that's funny about this. They're asked, the Friends are asked, are they going to do a reunion? Because the show's not even over yet, but of course, everybody thinks there's a reunion. The girls all say no. Jennifer Aniston says that would cheapen it. And incidentally, they all say that up front. Do you remember the Brady Bunch reunion show? Remember Happy Days? They were crap.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry said, talk to me in 20 years. If I'm on hard times, I'll be pitching it.
Yeah, that's honest. Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc, who of course is going to be Joey,
right?
He says just because he's the dumb guy, mm-hmm. you know, how you doing? Sure, he'd do anything.
Be a terrific idea.
You know, he would do. They could say, "How about you get on TV today?" And you have to give an examination to an elephant
mm-hmm.
that's got a problem with his digestive tract.
Right.
We're going to put you on TV.
No problem. Just pay me the money.
hey. However, Schwimmer, who incidentally of all the six. He's the guy, I think, with the least talent.
I think he's the guy you probably won't see much of anymore.
The guy who should be praying that the Friends reunion starts sometime as soon as his money runs out. He says, I hate the idea. If it meant I got to revisit the relationships, it would be a good thing. But on general principle,
sure.
My answer now, no.
Yeah, he can say that now, and he'll be the guy that'll be headlining.
My answer is
he'll be the guy going to Branson, Missouri during the Friends show.
Hello, Gary. Here's another good one for Pete Rose. Gary.
Yeah, how about Joey from Friends?
Matt LeBlanc.
No.
I'll give you this.
He's too pretty.
He's dumb enough. But
yeah.
you could do like a Charlize Theron on him.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, you could
monster him.
Right. Give him that haircut.
Give him those eyebrows.
Jim Belushi.
Give him those fake teeth.
He's good in everything.
But Jim Belushi might actually be better than even Jack Black. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Jim Belushi.
He's got a look.
But Jim Belushi might have to lose a couple of pounds, too, to play Pete Rose,
well,
right?
Well, it could be anybody through time, of course. You cast Mo of the Three Stooges.
Let's clear the lines now. And get a phone scan going at 877-365-3636. I know you're wondering, what can I talk about?
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use its authority under the Communications Act.
You can talk about anything. 877-365-3636. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan lies straight ahead.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett, and
And the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, I'm crazy.
Say hello.
What's
the
matter with you?
Yeah,
I'm sleeping. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
The Don and Mike Show.
And I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bravo to you, sir.
Good heaven, no.
Right. Now, that's a movie we ought to see on the table more often. Why, how come they don't run that one?
Because it's good.
There you go.
People might like it. Although, if you catch it, you consider yourself lucky, because I'm sure the guys like this...
As we air the news...
Or girls like this...
In the future...
...will want to take it away.
...decide how to present what is seen and viewed by the public of all ages.
Right.
News casts are not regulated, nor should they be.
Thank you.
But the sensibilities of the public are an issue.
What? You're confusing.
I'm very confused.
No, I didn't mean you. I meant her.
I said I'm very confused.
I think you're confused because she's confused.
Well, you know, for quite some long time, I knew is what she told me.
Phone scan, 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. D.C., 202-432-1067 on WJFK. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Come on now, speak to us. It's a phone scan. Do you need your microphone turned on?
Operating. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hey, I was thinking Rosie O'Donnell should be playing Pete Rose.
I like that one. Hey, not too gross, huh? Her getting married yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her coming down the stairs kissing?
I did not.
Kissing her girl toy?
Really? I saw that.
She's a handsome woman. Also forgot to mention, last night I watched on WGN... speaking of baseball, as you and I were during the commercials,
yes,
I watched them blow up the Cubs ball.
I saw that.
You know
too.
Who was there?
Who?
Dutchie Carey.
Well,
Dutchie was there.
It was. I imagine it was like having sex with me. Lots of build up, and then. Nothing at the end.
And I felt like I should have been there, you know, because, I mean, Harry Carey was one of my staples for a long time, and you had all the guys getting up. Didn't they have a Harry Carey impressionist contest?
Yes, they did. I turned all of that off. They had the fake Blues Brothers guys.
Cubs win!
So the way that they destroyed the ball was they got a gigantic... metal, the bottom of this thing is metal.
Almost and, like an aquarium.
Yeah. And the top of it is big, and it looks like something from Frankenstein's lab.
Right.
A big beaker.
Like wires in it.
And inside is a baseball, the baseball that the guy caught, and it's attached to wires and stuff. And they hit a button, and you see electrical sparks in this cylinder,
cool.
And then the thing blows up. The problem is, the entire process, the sparks... The blowing up, everything, takes less time than Janet Jackson pulling out her boob on television.
Right.
So you're waiting, if you're in Chicago, you're watching this, you're waiting for 2 hours for an event that takes maybe a second.
1 second. Exactly. Yeah.
And even on the slow motion replays, because after all, it is... Just a baseball.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly, and you know what? It doesn't make the organization look that good.
They were all very happy. I think it says everything that you need to know about the Chicago Cubs, Mike.
Well, but you know, I love them. I tell you, the Cubs are like the Red Sox, so I mean, I really do understand. But I don't. You know what? I just don't think the Red Sox would have done something like
and
that.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that last night I was shocked that Hatch, as they're calling him now, he's no longer Richard Hatch.
Hatch.
Mm-hmm. Hatch was voted off Survivor, and he was voted off by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody except him, and it was so unexpected because, and I know it's in the editing of the show, but the way they edited it, they showed Richard Hatch being Richard Hatch.
Right.
Walking around naked, walking up to people and making side deals, saying, if you and I get together, we can get rid of this guy. If you and I can get together, we can get rid of this guy. What they obviously didn't show us was that all of these people had gotten together to say, no matter what Richard Hatch says, agreed to it, and then we're going to vote him off.
Right, right.
Did
it
you
was
watch,
great.
Did you watch the whole episode?
Yeah.
Because the one thing that was just, I mean, as gross as he is anyway, they were doing a challenge on a balance beam where they had to knock each other off.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went up to do this full body contact game, he dropped his shorts.
Oh.
And I can just think full body contact with him naked is probably about the worst.
Well, but it'd be a good technique to get, you know, get the other guy to pull away.
Oh, didn't do him too good, though.
And what about when he was getting the alleged shark?
Oh, yeah.
Now they're saying Richard Hatch is swimming around. He's the fisherman guy, right?
Right, right.
That it's a shark.
Shark.
Well, it's a shark.
Beware of the shark.
It's a shark like a sea monkey. It's a shark that's maybe as big as this index card.
Right.
And, you know, anybody could catch this thing. Right. So what he does is he has a struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets this thing out on the beach after he pulls it out of the water and just starts and beating the hell out of this thing.
Wailing on it.
Because he's Richard Hatch and he's naked.
Did they kill it?
And it's a shark. Oh, yeah.
Do they eat it?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Probably.
Just a scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one of the scenes, Richard Hatch. And they built
part of you sad that he's gone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he'd win. And it was obvious at the end of the credits where they talked to Richard Hatch or whoever got kicked off, he said, hey, they blew me away. They conned me.
Right.
He said, I thought I had them, and as it turns out, all of them voted against.
Well, that's good karma based on what he did when he was there the first time around.
Yeah, but
he's a snake. He's
like
a naked
him,
snake.
I like him. I like him on the show.
You do?
No, let's face it. I like him in every way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You draw your own conclusions.
Okay. I like his brother better.
His brother?
Oren.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Oh, I know a guy. I got a guy here who kind of reminds me of Oren Hatch. Where is this guy?
As we air the news.
Oh, no, hold on. Wrong one. Where's that guy? Where's the guy?
The Federal Communications Commission.
There he is.
Chairman Powell has simply...
Sounds just like him.
What can we do for you? Hello?
Don White.
Yeah.
Okay, hey. Thanks. First of all, thanks for hanging in and fighting a good fight and calling these politicians out. But what I'm really calling about is, earlier you were talking about a home security program.
TV show proposed by the White House.
Better idea for him. I hope this doesn't give anyone ideas that they don't have. Declare HBO obscene, Channel 3, home security channel. You could fill it in the commercials. You could have PSA announcements that equate smoking a joint with creating terrorism.
Wait, you're all over the place. Okay, yeah.
Let me I think I understand. Sad as I understand. This guy equates HBO being on Channel 3 because that's where it comes up on his TV, where the satellite or the cable comes in, on Channel 3.
No, but just with the new rules that they're making.
No, Don, he's telling you you were wrong.
Oh, no, I was wrong.
No one can understand this guy.
How was I wrong?
Hear me out on this one, please, guys.
That's right.
Sure.
Okay. Declare these new proceedings. They're going to make new rules for the way that... it's legislated, right? They're going to legislate it more.
Hey, hold on. I'll come back.
We'll be right back.
I didn't hang up on him. I promise. He's still there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, I got a poem for you guys about your new rules.
Sure.
You have a poem?
Go ahead.
Poem, yes.
A poem. All right, go ahead.
Don and Mike are a guest. Come on and check them out. They'll make you laugh until you cry. There is no flipping doubt. Although it's not the same old show, it's still the very best. So give them 4 hours of your time and not a second less. You won't believe the things you hear coming from your radio.
Okay, I'd rather hear the other guy. Hello?
Hallmark calling.
Are you still there?
Yeah. What I'm saying is it's Orwellian, the thought.
Can you hold on just a second? We'll get right back to you.
Come back to you. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, hey, I have a Pete Rose suggestion.
Okay. A Pete Rose? Sure.
Yeah, Tim Robbins, man, he's
kind of
goofy looking.
Too tall.
Hi, Don and Mike.
He's already played a baseball player.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Nuke Lelouch.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Bill.
Did we ask your name?
I don't think you did, but I'm also known as Pat the Dumbass.
Okay, that one fits. What can we do for you, Pat? Pat?
Pat, what seems to be the problem?
Hey, Pat?
He's gone.
No, he's still there, Buzz.
Really?
He's still there.
He got very quiet. Interesting.
Let me put him on with the other guy.
Yeah.
You guys are killing me. Come on.
All right, hey, other guy?
Yeah.
Say hi to Pat.
You guys are killing me.
Say hi to... See if you can draw this guy Pat out.
Hey, crazy guy.
Oh, no. You're a crazy guy, so he might think you're talking about yourself. The guy's name is Pat.
Okay. You guys get what I'm trying to say?
It's, no, we have really. We do occasional phone scans where it is pure idiots from the beginning to the end.
Do you get what we're trying to do?
Yes, I do.
You know, you understand one of the goals we have here, even with the new restrictions, we are trying to entertain people. You understand?
You're messing with me.
Well, we're messing with
you. That's cool, guys. I love you guys.
You're not a good listener.
Listen, but hold on. I'll give you a chance to come back because the other guy hung up. But we'll come back and hear your points. I believe he's going to bring up George Orwell. Hello, Don and Mike Show. He said Orwellian, right?
Okay, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hey, can I get that trip to Iceland?
Why?
No. Oh. You know what that is? It's like two parents having a disagreement in front of the child.
I understand. I'm sorry. Well, you know, we're fine.
Well,
You're right. The answer should have been no.
No, you're right.
I was so desperate to have some sort of conversation during this phone scam that I thought I'd ask him why.
The answer might be maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could tell you why.
Okay.
Well, I live in Wisconsin. We only get you guys for two.
No.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
My mistake.
Living in Wisconsin, not enough of a reason to win a trip. Sorry. There's about
Don
8 million
O'Mara.
There's about 8 million people there. Hi.
Don and O'Mara.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay.
Okay, good deal. Hey, this is Todd up here in Northern California.
Yes, Todd. Hi.
I wanted to see if I was still allowed to call you guys while I was actually
participating. Okay, see you later. Thanks so much for the call.
The answer would be no.
It would be no.
The answer would be no. You can't do that while we're on the radio. Hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. While watching the FCC hearings, I had a thought. Anyone can be on the radio. But there's a catch. You have to have a dystrophic child. Is that okay?
There you go. That's for you. That's for you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hi there.
On TV, Conan O'Brien has the best talk show. But on the radio, Don and Mike are the best.
Well, comic dog.
I didn't hit the dumb button on that.
I don't think
no
you
pun
did.
Intended.
Not at all.
No pun intended. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, but somebody did.
Yeah.
You are kidding me.
Wow. Well, you know, hey, who can blame him? I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
But in doubt.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The guy said he was triumphant.
Hey, you lunged for it, too. At first, didn't you? I mean, really. It's. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm just saying, I can, you know, in this climate, with the way it's been this week, you know, really. Come on.
Okay. I'll let it go. I'll let it go. Like I said to Alan before the show today, that's a hell of a double standard you got.
Yeah,
going.
It is. It is.
That's a hell of a double standard at Infinity Broadcast.
It is. It is.
I wonder if that would have been dumped out of Howard's show. I just have to ask.
Yeah.
I know that we're different guys with different rules. Just had to ask. God, the guy was just being innocent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, talking about a television show. Right.
Something, a slogan that Triumph says to everybody.
On network television.
Something
right.
that a dog puppet says to people that he wants to do to them.
Exactly.
Right. And that just got dumped out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
And you know why I got dumped out?
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to enforce against broadcasting.
That's all we're going to do every time this happens.
The nation has woken from a deep slumber.
Right.
In a somewhat...
Again, as said, I predict a deep slumber for that guy very soon.
In a somewhat peevish mood.
Hello. John and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think Jack Cassidy could play a good Pete Rose. Hey, Bob Giamatti, this is Jack Cassidy.
Oh, that's an awful Jack Cassidy.
It's a terrible Jack Cassidy.
Nice concept for execution. Hello, Don and Mike.
I woke up this morning and there was a windmill in my pants.
There you go. That's the windmill thing. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing today?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Good. I was thinking the father from the Wonder Years would be a good Pete Rose.
Who would be?
Yeah. The father who played the father on the Wonder Years?
God, it's been so long.
Yeah, it's been so long, and he was an old guy when he was on that show, so
now, but
he's
you know,
too old.
No. I remember, he would be too old now,
right.
But he has the round, stupid-looking face.
It's right. Kind of that unibrow potential.
He does.
Maybe Pete Rose doesn't have a unibrow, but I always thought
he did.
He should.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, is it wrong that I don't miss the fart noises?
So, sir, enjoy whatever you want.
You're very talented, man. I'm loving your show.
Enjoy what? Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm pretty sure that Christmas in July isn't going to work, because when Jonathan Lithgow tried it and Dudley Moore stopped him in that great movie, it was just a big mess up.
What
he tried to have
John
Christmas too.
Hold on. What movie was John Lithgow in? Do you know the movie, Rob?
Santa Claus the Movie. This is a pretty timely reference, sir. Well done.
Oh, well, no, he's trying.
He's trying too hard.
Santa Claus the Movie circa what?
1986, maybe?
Hello, Don and Mike.
And no one saw
Don and Mike, Radio God.
No.
Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi. Yeah, we're here.
How you doing?
Hi.
I called a few weeks ago with the Rosie O'Donnell joke, and you guys put my number on the air. I just wanted to see if you guys thought that joke was funny now.
No, if we put your number on the air...
That means we didn't think it was funny.
Right. No, if you guys think it's funny now that she got married, now she really was married in a big, fat dyke wedding.
No, I don't think so.
No, still not funny.
Still don't. Thank you, though.
Sorry.
Let's go back to this guy. Hey, this guy.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Go ahead. Continue.
Okay.
No, come on. I'm giving you the forum. These callers suck. Go ahead.
Okay. If the government expands what they're going to do now, they could take Channel 3, declare it obscene.
Hold on, please. Yeah. We're back to the Channel 3.
Still on the Channel 3.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thinks everybody has
Ashton
Channel 3.
Ashton Kutcher as Pete Rose.
Maybe. He's definitely dumb enough, Mike.
Yeah,
hello.
I'm a dumb factor.
Don and Mike, hello.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
You know, if you give everybody the right wig.
Right. Hello.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Okay.
Motion City.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, one question. Since they're not broadcast, do you think you'll be increasing your Las Vegas-style shows? Don, I feel Mike chomping at the bit to get out there and just release himself to the different areas, like Ocean City.
Yeah, that's really going to happen. That being as the ABC board had already shut down our live appearances,
and
now the FCC's clamping done, that would be a good time to go back and do shows where people simulate sex acts on stage.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant call.
Hey, Don.
Brilliant call and a sea of brilliant calls.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I'm thinking Joaquin Phoenix is Pete Rose.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I think that's a funny call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Right. Why not Tobey Maguire?
Sure.
As he is in Seabiscuit. You know, when he weighs like Karen Carpenter weighs. Hello.
Hey, I have a stupid question.
Well, perfect. Welcome to the perfect forum for it.
You have found the right phone scan.
Hey, all right.
Before
you guys go to commercial, there's this annoying noise that you guys always play. Why do you guys always play that?
Because it is, you mean that thing that goes beep, 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 that thing?
Yeah, that thing.
Right, that would be known as an identifier to let our stations know that we're going to break.
See, the more annoying it is, the better it is for the board ops to understand that we're taking a commercial.
And it's also a kind of a litmus test, kind of an IQ test.
Uh-huh.
Generally speaking, those who are so stupid that they don't understand it's a simple network sounder call the show, and it's our way of tagging you for society.
And now you have been tagged, much like an animal that's an endangered species. Yes. You've been tagged.
Well, like Howard doesn't have that, and...
Howard does a lot of stuff that we don't do or have. What point is that to us?
No, I was just wondering, like Ron and Fez, it's not as annoying. I don't, yours is just really annoying.
You know, I find you to be really annoying.
Okay.
I do. Dude, I
very,
do.
Very good.
Now that
very
we've agreed on that, you can go, you know, crawl into some corner and die for us. Hey, thanks for calling. You know, we might have lost the sex and the excretory functions on this show, but the hate, right below the surface.
Right.
Nervous fake laugh.
Laughing like all guys like you do.
Oh, no, I love your show, guys. I hate you.
That's fine. Well, then why don't you just please hang up?
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Dare ya. I double dare ya. He did. Good
there
boy.
Go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I have not had a vasectomy, and I'm...
And then his phone dropped out.
And
you know, I think really he might have had something that would have made us laugh.
Yeah. Well, now listen, a lot of these people have made me laugh today.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have. No, they have. I've just not been able to do my normal guffaw.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
The normal Rob-like belly laugh that you do every day.
I do laugh.
I know you
laugh. I laughed at the River Phoenix
guy. If you didn't laugh, I wouldn't be here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi. Hello. Boy, you're killing my argument. I just told Mike you people are making me laugh.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, what?
Hi.
What is the... Can you hear us?
Of course he can. I got all the buttons in the right place.
Hello?
You're on the air.
I am?
You have been for almost 20 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, what can we do? How you've wasted the time?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what can we do?
I wanted to make a comment about the...
Wait, hold on. Stop right there. Stop. Seriously. You have seriously been on the air with us that whole time? Why couldn't you hear us?
I think everybody comes in the same way. I keep
Mike, we're getting back to when I recover this, the whole whoosh issue on the telephone.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm a first time caller.
I don't care. I don't care.
If you could you pick out a favorite caller today?
No.
I could, and I've still got him on hold. What do you want?
I just wanted to make a comment back about when you were talking about you couldn't endorse any of the presidential candidates. It kind of reminded me of Brewster's Millions, how he was vote for none of the above.
Movie from 1912.
But I remember this. Is that the one with Richard Pryor and...
Yeah, and John Candy.
John Candy. You, sir... Hold on, where's that tape? Hold on. You, sir... Where's the "you sure an idiot"?
Oh, it got replaced.
Oh, it got replaced.
And I had one other comment I wanted to make.
Here, you thought you wouldn't need it?
Go ahead, because I need to find it safe.
How we have AM and FM, with the new FCC, we should have a BM.
And fully use its authority under the Communications Act to enforce against broadcast indecency.
Right.
I don't say this very often.
Mm-hmm. Say it. What?
They sucked it out of me today.
Let's do it.
Every bit of life, of joy, of living, sucked out of me today.
Please. I have a cold. Don't make me be the cheerleader today.
I know.
I hate it when we go to the break. I've got to say to Mike, come on, pull it together, pal. Come on. Remember, Belushi and Animal House.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got to break the... Come on, now, don't do that.
Oh, all right.
Don't listen. Don't blame them.
I've got
some... They don't know what's going on, just like we don't know what's going on.
I understand.
And for my money, during all of those calls... There was one guy that made an awful lot of sense.
The guy about Channel 3.
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Maybe he's gone.
Channel 3 guy?
No. He's gone too.
Hello? He'll never know.
Hello?
Even the Channel 3 guy is gone. Or is he? Or is he? Hold on.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Is this the Channel 3 guy?
Absolutely. Adam Sandler as Pete Rose.
Hey! There you go!
Now,
that's all right!
Are you ready to change your tune now, Mike?
I am. I like that. That brought me great joy.
Is this still the Channel 3 guy?
Yeah, it's still me.
You know what? I like the fact that you changed. I agree. Channel 3 should be whatever you want it to be.
Thanks, guys.
No problem, my friend.
What is your name?
My name is Jackson from Reno.
Jackson from Reno? Hey,
saw you guys at the Mustang Ranch.
Hey, Jackson.
Yes?
How would you like, because everybody gets a prize at the end of this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This has been an interesting phone scan, deserving of a good prize, a trip to Iceland.
Oh, seriously?
Good heavens, no.
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
I will offer you the Oz DVD.
Oh, hey, I'll take what I can get, Don.
Thank
you.
Very good. Lay it on television.
There you go, my friend.
The love
DVD,
your show.
DVD copy of Oz, the complete third season. That is from HBO Home Video. Thank you. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
On behalf of Mike, I say we thank you for your calls.
Yes. All right.
Thank you for your patronage.
Whatever.
During these tough times.
Whatever.
I really believe a lot of people are being educated as to what's going on by us playing these tapes. I think a lot of people don't know how really... I mean, you think our callers are dumb.
Yes.
They're just trying to figure out what these dumb people are saying.
If executives in charge of the entertainment industry do not take immediate steps to stop indecent programming coming into our homes,
darling?
The legislation we're considering here today will only be the first step in more aggressive action to fix the problem.
May I say, how about some book burning?
I got it, though.
What?
I think that lady should play Pete Rose.
She looks like him.
Bingo!
She looks like him. We got a break. We do have a Friday favorite when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized a coffin.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that.
Michael Mara.
Never seemed to be an issue.
The Don and Mike Show.
General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, on Tuesday, can you imagine that? What it would be like on Tuesday?
What would it be like?
I can't imagine because I know that I'm going to cram so much weekend into this weekend. I know that we kid all the time about... I'm ready for it this weekend.
We all are. You going to have some fun this weekend?
I don't care how sick I am. I don't care if I'm sicker on Monday.
Right.
Because of what I do to myself this weekend. But it's going to happen. So operating on the plan that I may be dead on Monday, on Tuesday, please listen to Mike. Because you're not going to kill yourself this weekend, right?
I'm on the wagon.
Overindulging?
I'm on the wagon. Oh, well, there you go. I've been on the wagon for a week.
Perfect. We'll have a show on Tuesday, then.
I know. If I make it through the weekend, I'll report to you on Monday that I will actually, whether I've made it through, and...
I'm going
to
predict you don't. Based on that last segment, I'm going to predict you don't. Tuesday, Mike will be giving away, or me. Who knows? Mike might go this weekend.
Whoever's here. I mean, if you're not here, I just take the bullet. I just do. I open the mouth and just go pull the trigger.
Well, then, Buzz, if I kill myself partying,
you guys aren't here.
And then Mike he kills himself.
You're going to try to, what's going to happen this weekend is you're going to try to party. You're going to and then you're just going to drift off to sleep. Because your body's not going to allow you, to stay up and party.
Then I'm going to be... I'm going to be sick happy rather than sick miserable.
Okay. All right.
So let's say that the worst happens and you know, God takes me.
Something's happening on Tuesday, whether you're alive or dead.
And or you.
And whether I'm alive or dead.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, listen to Buzz. How about that? And what if we came in on Tuesday? I bet there's a lot of listeners out there right now going, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, the Don and Mike haters that love Buzz. You know, absolutely.
Only they knew.
On Tuesday, listen to Buzz. Although, you know what? Buzz is a loyal guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Buzz might be a Kool-Aid drinker.
You think you'd take the black pill also, Buzz, in the event that we weren't here?
I think about it.
Yeah. Rob, would you eat the cyanide? Would you?
Probably, yes, ultimately. But first, I'd be up to my ears in the funeral arrangements. Then I'd kill myself.
Flowers.
I know Charlie. Charlie is a Kool-Aid drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Joe...
Oh, he'll try anything once.
No, I think Joe would be this. I hate to tell you this, and it's no reflection.
I'm
the loyalty of Joe, but it's just the non-caring Joe. Joe's not affected by everything.
No,
like,
he would drink it. You just have to tell him, there's something in it.
Okay, so Rob would have to get Joe to drink it.
Yeah.
All right, so assuming all of that happens.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you can count on it.
On Tuesday. Yeah. if something happens to one of us and the rest of us all die and commit suicide, on Tuesday... Who would be doing the show then?
Ben
the janitor?
Ben Peterson.
Ben Peterson will be offering a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
See the Sugar Shane Mosley fight.
Congratulations.
Don't miss another great boxing doubleheader from HBO. Mosley versus Wright.
Cool.
That's Saturday, March 13th, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, only on HBO. And just think, if we cross our fingers and nothing happens this weekend.
Yes.
Or the weekend after, we'll be in Las Vegas for that fight.
That's a reason to live.
That'll be a miracle.
But who knows?
I'm proud to be a co-sponsor of our legislation, increase in decency fines tenfold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little motivation to get us into the next part of the show. The tapestry. The quilt. The quilt that is the show.
Well, hello.
Now listen.
How are you?
Let me tell you something.
I understand you've been under a great deal of duress.
We were going to have Morgan Freeman. Hi, Morgan.
How are you, Don?
We were going to have you on the show, I believe, originally... 3 weeks ago today.
And I thank you.
When your movie, The Big Bounce, opened, when you were timely and topical.
Have you taken in The Big Bounce?
I did.
Oh, it's fine.
It sucked.
It's fine.
It's a bad movie.
Oh, now don't be so harsh. It's fine.
It's a bad movie.
Fine entertainment.
But Morgan Freeman, even though your
movie... I know Mike hasn't seen it.
Even though your movie has bombed...
Mike wouldn't even be able to talk about it, because he hasn't seen it.
Mike doesn't know that it's based on a... an Elmore Leonard book?
Oh. Mike doesn't know Elmore Leonard. He can't read.
Or maybe not Elmore Leonard. Maybe not No, I think so. Or a story of his.
I will tell you that.
That's why I went.
I heard that it's just fine.
But the show that we're doing now.
Yes, yes, Don.
Maybe you've picked up on this.
I understand you've removed some of the more controversial material from your broadcast.
We have, and the reason that we asked you to come by is, let's face it, the reason you're a movie star is that you're a calming.
I am a calming,
steadying influence.
I've played God and Bruce Almighty. I played Red in Shawshank Redemption. I've always been a calm man, always a dignified man, always somebody that can bring a blanket of calm to an otherwise sea of turmoil.
What is the movie you're in with Bennifer? The one where they're going to blow up the Super Bowl? Oh, the Super Bowl All Fears.
Geely?
No. Ben Affleck was in.
Oh, I see.
The Sum of All Fears.
Sum of All Fears.
So were you.
A Tom Clancy novel.
You were in that one.
Adapted for the screen. Mike didn't see that one either.
He didn't?
Mike should try to see all of my films. That's really my tip to him.
I don't think he needs.
Slow down on your big fancy dinners and go out and see a film or two that I star in.
But I know you have.
How are
advice.
You? I understand you're under the weather.
You have. I'm fighting a cold, but it's nothing compared to the fight that we're all fighting behind the scenes.
Yes, I understand.
We need
the climate of fear and witch hunting that everyone has to deal with.
We need some motivational help.
Yes, I understand you do. I've been thinking about all of you, as I often want to do.
I know you have. Now, hey, Rob, you know it'd be great music for this? We did actually get the soundtrack to The Passion of the Christ.
Oh. I will tell you right now, you know, $2 buys a fine VHS rental. I'd like to pass that along if you'd enjoy that entertainment.
Really? Where is that? And where is it only $2?
Yeah. At the Morgan Freeman Rental Store. Go buy one today. Yes, sirree, it's a fine, fine time. You can see all of my old films.
So we've got the Jesus CD, and this has nothing to do with Morgan Freeman, mm-hmm. but the music is of that historical, dramatic, reading type background that you like.
Oh, the store is called Rent a Freeman. So don't you be playing that Jesus music for me. Play my Shawshank music. That's what works absolutely best.
You sure?
Yeah, Mike told me a minute ago that would really screw him up if you played.
Oh, if I play different music?
Yes, sir.
You know, it was just state the most important questions in my view.
Oh, my, it's another congressman. There he is.
Is the FCC's indecent standard?
Ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang. Ting-tang, walla-walla, bing-bang.
Okay, so this is the Jesus music.
Bing-bang.
You don't like this?
Actually, it could work. Now on second try. Ah, that's very nice.
From The Passion of the Christ? Well, let me.
The Passion of the Christ. You know, perhaps that would spice it up a little bit.
And as long as we've got the music, I think we're all looking for guidance on the show.
I understand.
Morgan?
Yes?
Would you mind starting with me?
I'd love to start.
I'm a mess. I am just a mess.
Would you like to hear the story of Don?
I would. Would you start it, please?
I would. Of course. Ah, Donnie. About a year ago, he started spelling his name. D-O-N-I.
I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
Nobody gave it much thought. But if they'd looked a little closer.
Look closer.
They would have seen something in Don a lot deeper than a few rearranged letters.
Like what?
You see, in Don's mind, the new spelling got him a bit closer to what the doctors couldn't give him.
What's that?
A sex change operation. Yes, D-O-N-I was closer to Danielle Daisy than it was to plain old Don. And how he wanted to be a woman.
All right, secrets out.
Why, beneath that tough, macho exterior and dedicated family man was a beautiful 25-year-old girl screaming to be free.
I think now she'd be a 45-year-old bag.
He didn't sneak around in girls' dresses or put on his wife Frida's makeup. Don just suffered in silence, quietly accepting the reality that was his own body. By spelling his name with an I, he felt that he was just a bit closer to realizing his dream of dreams, to be a young, beautiful woman.
Had nothing to do with it, but if that's your theory, I'll go with that. I'll tell you.
That's the theory. I'm standing by it.
I'm not motivated by that.
All right.
I wonder if you would say the same to your children,
mm-hmm.
your sons.
Yes.
My sons. Alphonse
Freeman.
And It looks like souffle.
Souffle Freeman.
It looks like souffle.
How's it spelled, Rob?
It's Cephalier.
Cephalier.
S-I...
Wow. Cephalier Freeman.
S-A-I-F-O-U-L-A-Y-E.
Wow.
Well, anyway.
Cephalier. Yes, I'm surprised Rob could even read that.
Speaking of Rob, do you have any advice for Rob?
Did Rob Spiewak think that anybody would ever find out his secret? Probably not.
What secret's that, Morgan?
Most folks knew Robbie for his big belly laugh and his tearful attitude. They didn't have any idea how truly tortured he really was.
Oh, I think we do.
Tortured by a mysterious, degenerative brain disease that had eaten away so much of his mind that what was left was no bigger than an English walnut. Every month or so, Rob would come in with a super short haircut. Everybody thought that was his conservative style. The fact of the matter was that Rob's hair was falling out in clumps.
And he's bald, I get it.
And the only way to cover it up was with a crew cut. All that was left inside of that enormous cranial cabinet of Rob's was an astonishing amount of TV trivia and a few recipes. Other than that, Rob was sliding down the slippery slope to total mental incapacity.
Wow.
Well, I guess everyone knows now.
Yeah, it's out. The secret's out. I'm sorry, Rob.
All right, so
how's your English walnut doing?
Smaller every day.
It's just fine.
Let's get this straight.
Yeah.
I want to be a woman.
He can rent a brain at my video store.
Rob is mentally challenged.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll talk about anybody on you.
How about Mike? Mike's not here right now.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Mike O'Mara.
Today I'm particularly interested in hearing discussion of...
Shut up, old man.
I hit the wrong button.
It's fine.
I'm going for the music.
We're running out of time.
Okay. Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara was as scared as any man had ever been in his life. And he had every right to be. Why, he couldn't visit his family doctor without looking over his shoulder.
Why is that?
Yeah, Mike liked to gamble.
Oh, no.
He wasn't good at it. And he was late on his payments. To some very nasty people.
Oh, the VIG.
The kind that would break your legs. Dig out in the middle of the desert, leave you in a hole.
Wow.
To die. Yeah, Mike was losing a fortune gambling, and he couldn't make his debts. And in 1 week, Mike would be dead.
That's too bad for Mike's son, wow. Alphonse.
And Souffle. Souffle O'Mara. My son.
Now, you know who's really just chock full of problems?
Who's chock full of problems, who? Don?
I love him, but he's a mess. Who right there in the next room. Buzz.
Oh, no. Buzz Burbank?
No. Buzz Burbank. I know he's been terribly torn by all of these FCC restrictions.
No, Buzz fine. Burbank, the affable Don and Mike newsman with the pleasant smile and the great head of hair.
That's him.
You never really knew where Buzz stood on the issues. He'd stay under the radar, as they'd say, but Don and Mike were in trouble. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not reading this properly. I think I have... Let me start again.
Hold on.
I'm so sorry, Buzz.
Hold on a second.
I messed up your reading.
Hold on. We were talking about...
You never really knew where Buzz stood on the issues. He'd stay under the radar, as they'd say. But Don and Mike were in trouble with their bosses.
We are.
And Buzz Burbank was standing by to take full advantage. While Don and Mike were struggling with the new climate of witch hunts and corporate discipline, Buzz Burbank had secretly entered into a backroom deal with Alan Linewand.
This is what I was talking about. If I got sick, if I partied myself to death this weekend, and then Mike followed suit, you'd be right there, Buzz.
I didn't know anybody knew.
Yes, Alan and Buzz had decided to replace the duo, and Buzz would do his own show. I'm not lying. Secretly, the Buzz Burbank factor was set to be heard on 60 radio stations coast to coast. Buzz would focus on the issues of the day, like keeping baby strollers out of restaurants and finding the perfect blouse. Meanwhile, Don and Mike would be left outside to wonder how they had let this Judas work for them for so long. Thank you.
Morgan.
Oh, man.
Listen, we have time for one more. You are going to have to take a break because we just received word that your wife Myrna Kali Lee called in.
Myrna Kali Lee.
And she said, your other ex-wife, Jeanette Adair.
Jeanette Adair. She was a fine strapping woman.
And your other wife.
Oh, yes, my other wife.
Your other wife.
How many wives have I had?
You've had three.
My God, man.
Your other wife, who's not listed.
Three wives.
Wants you to know that your daughters.
Well, I know two make a man go nearly mad.
Your daughter, Dina.
Dina.
The adopted one. Oh, Dina wonderful. Is yes. upset. But
apple of my eye.
But the daughter that came from your loins. And incidentally, how egotistical. You named her Morgana.
Morgana, yes, sir. The kissing bandit. That's my daughter. She's still popular at the ball games.
How do they get along with Alphonse and Soufflé?
Alphonse and Soufflé. The Freeman family. Coming to a theater near you soon.
You've got to have one more. Who do you want to analyze?
Dealer's choice, but I think I'd like to talk about Joe.
All right. It would be Charlie or Joe. Let's talk about
Joe. As we air the news. Oh.
You know what?
In the future.
I'm sorry.
Who will decide how to present... What is CMV?
I will.
I'm not doing this.
I will
on
play
purpose.
God, and I will decide. It'll be me. Ting tang, walla walla, bing.
There you go.
Ooh ee, ooh ah, ting tang, walla walla. Bing bang.
See, they're in very close machines. I think I'm hitting this button.
Did anyone ever really pay attention to Joe Ottinger?
I don't.
I think not. Sweet, dropped on his head, can't spell, can't read, slow learning, slow talking, slow moving, underachieving, doughy headed Joe. Always good for a laugh.
He is.
Always the one they made fun of.
He is.
Well, it wasn't going to happen much longer.
What?
Joe had anything to do with it.
What's that?
Just behind his computer in the phone screening room, Joe had a poster of Ozzy Osbourne. Everyone laughed and said, typical Joe, when they looked at it. But nobody knew that to Joe, that wasn't a poster. It was a ticket to freedom.
What?
Behind that picture of Ozzy Osbourne, Joe had been digging a tunnel for 7 years. And he was already through to the outside wall. Today, when Charlie wasn't looking, Joe was breaking out of WJFK and moving to Mexico. And nobody'd be any wiser. Slip behind Ozzy through the hole and then minutes out on the main street in Fairfax, Virginia. And freedom. Godspeed, Joe Ottinger. You take care.
That's very Shawshank Redemption-y.
That's right. Come to my video store, rent a sofa for 1 month, get the second month for half price.
Well, why are you renting sofas at a video
because
store?
Because English walnut brains put that in front of me and I'm reading it.
Let's take one call for Jeopardy because I see we have a champion on the line.
That would be fine.
So we need one person to challenge.
I haven't even gotten to Charlie.
At 877-365-3636. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
I sure can.
Go.
Charlie Broyhill was a monkey. It was true, according to everybody. Charlie
stop right there.
Ate, acted, and slept just like a monkey at the zoo. Everyone around him just accepted Charlie for who he was. A monkey boy. Charlie couldn't speak. He'd communicate with hand signals and grunts. His office smell would let you know whether it was time for a cleaning or not. And when it was time for feeding, well, fortunately for Charlie, it was always time for feeding. Yes, indeed, no doubt. Charlie Broyhill was a monkey. A big monkey. He didn't have a tail and he couldn't climb with his feet. But if you dropped Charlie smack dab in the middle of the jungle into a family of monkeys, he'd be leader of the pack in no time.
See, wonderful. You had me head. What was
Charlie
the
Broyhill was a monkey. I know, but...
I'm not complaining. I'm just giving you a Jerry Maguire moment.
He looked human.
You
occasionally dressed like a human.
You had me at monkey.
Yes.
Need to call now for the game.
Fine.
We'll be right back. Morgan?
Thank you. Yes, we'll be right back in time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A lovely song.
I love that song.
Hear ye, hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless. You get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible.
That's right, my friend. Only Singular Wireless has family talk, and Singular is the only place for rollover.
Ah, you know the old rollover. Rollover plan is great. Allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to a year.
And when you add great features to your account, the total $4.99 or higher,
Oh, you mean like text messaging or roadside assistance?
Exactly. You get a Swell MG 4010 flip phone free. No hassles, no rebates, nothing to fool with.
Right, that's thinking is waiving activation fees on national plans, $39.99 and higher, with a 1 or 2 year contracto.
Certain restrictions apply. See the website for complete details. Singular is neato.
Singular.com. And now back to the greatest hits of all time. Okay, enough.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, when I went to school, there were men's residences, there were women's residences, and there was one co-ed dorm. But it is now the norm on most college campuses across this country that dormitories are co-educational, except in one state. There's one
God
state that's banned.
McTree!
Okay.
Oh,
there is one. I have no idea what he said. Anyway, there's one campus where there are co-educational facilities.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Good heavens, no.
Oh, yeah. And we're back with Morgan Freeman playing Love to Jeff Ardee.
How are you?
Well, as you would say, fine.
Are you fine? Are you feeling fine? You look a little pasty.
Well, I've got the flu.
Oh, my.
And they've just taken our entire radio show and turned it upside down.
Well, make sure you wash your hands, Donnie.
But other than that, I'm, as you would say, fine.
Fine as wine, but not your kind.
Morgan Freeman, can I ask you?
Yes.
What's up with all those spots on your face?
I'll tell you about that later on. There's a big treat in store.
Ah,
you should be very excited as we're doing the telepathic thing again.
Gotcha. Morgan, let's play.
If you're feeling poorly, eat a lime.
Let's play a little to Jeff Ardee.
I'm going to introduce the champion first and the challenger second because
why
I like her name so much.
All right, go ahead.
Now entering the studio is our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion. From my favorite town, Sacramento, is one day total $51. Let's say hi to Jeffrey Long.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, LQA Morgan.
Hi, dude.
And now entering the studio is our challenger, a homemaker from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Let's please make welcome Elise Schwetti.
Yes, I'm here, and I love you in Driving Miss Daisy.
Thank you very much,
what's
Elise.
What's her name again?
Elise Schwetti.
Did you say Elise Sweaty?
Schwetti.
Schwetti.
S-C-H-U-E-T-T-E. Elise Schwetti. How's the Schwetti family, Elise?
Well, they're wonderful, and now we're preparing our famous Christmas Schwetti ball.
Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, Jeff Long and Elise Schwetti.
Never mind, you know, everybody should just know right now, there's plenty of jokes.
Yes. Yes, of course.
There's plenty of jokes, especially if you consider how the name might have been pronounced in previous incarnations.
Of course. And now make welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Hi there, kids. Listen, Miss
Schwetti.
Yes.
Schwetti. And Jeff.
Yes.
Guys, here are your categories, and they are...
Merry Christmas.
They are... Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance. Ooh.
Some F words.
Some F words for you.
Some S words.
Oh, you're getting controversial.
Some C words.
Oh, my.
And some P words.
Very exciting. It's a special low-budget Jeopardy.
Forget this. This would be a bit with a mission.
Of course. Are you going to start with Elise Schwetti?
Schwetti.
Very good.
Go ahead, Schwetti.
Zero tolerance for 10, Don.
Oh, for one, honey.
For one, sorry.
Low budget.
One, I mean.
The radio company that has done a 180 on all programming.
Infinity.
Oh, honey. Darn it, that's why you're a girl, I guess.
I'm sorry, Jeff, it's your chance to steal.
What is Infinity?
Girls just don't listen, do they?
$1 for you, Jeff. You're in control.
All right, let's go for zero tolerance for two, please.
The radio company that will fire DJs for sexual programming.
What is Infinity?
Yeah, I mean, it could be either one, but right, Infinity.
$2 for you, Jeff. You can go ahead and select again.
Let's go with zero tolerance for three, please.
The radio company that's really full of it when it comes to zero tolerance.
What is Infinity?
$3 for you. And, Don, I must say I enjoy your chime.
Thank you.
Fine.
You know what we normally use it for?
What's that?
Chime time.
Chime time. Man, I can turn on a dime. All right, Jeff, you're in control.
All right, I'd like to try an F word for one, please.
on Valentine's Day, did you say to your wife, be mine?
Be mine, my Valentine.
Okay, F
words. Let's drink some wine.
F words for one. You drive this to put out a blaze.
What's that?
Oh, you've got to listen carefully, Jeff. Elise Sweaty.
Yes.
I know I'm scratchy. I got a cold. But
it's your chance to steal. I heard you loud and clear.
Yes.
Elise.
I got it.
Well, you were too slow.
I didn't understand the question.
Of course you didn't. Well,
you're a girl. I mean, we've already established that. Fire truck. Fire truck.
Oh.
Fire truck, of course. Jeff, you're in control.
All right, let's go F-word for two, please.
Okay, the Beach Boys had this while Daddy took her T-Bird away.
What is fun?
$2 to you, Jeff. Select again.
All right, let's try the F-word for three, please.
1980s movie about a welder / dancer.
What is Flashdance?
$3 for you. Way to go, Jeff. You're still in control.
All right, I'd like to try the C words for number one, please.
Oh, no, this is dangerous.
Mr. Spicoli, you're in dangerous ground.
Johnny Depp's pirate movie was based here.
What is the Caribbean?
I hope the lawyers will listen to this segment.
$1 for you. You're doing fine.
And if they are, I want to dedicate this segment to a beautiful lady, initials LF.
Howdy.
How you doing, LF?
Hope you're enjoying the show. We hear you're a fine fan.
That's what I heard today. You're a big fan of the show.
Very good, yes. And we're a fan of yours.
C-words. 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 For two.
Yep.
Popular vegetable.
What is cauliflower?
Oh, you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
Oh.
At least... your chance to steal it. Real. Let Don finish, please.
Popular vegetable, ..
What?
Can you... All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, what is cabbage?
No.
Popular vegetable, .. You can be as cool as one of these.
Ah, that would have been cucumber.
Cucumber.
And Jeff, you're still in control. Let's get back to our over-eager game.
Let's wrap up those C-words for three, please.
Infinity Broadcasting, Matt wants to make sure that they are P and then C.
What is clean?
At least, Sweaty, it's your chance to steal.
What is politically correct?
There you go.
$3 for you, yeah. Elise. You finally got on the board, and now it's time to select again.
Oh, can I please have P-words for two?
P-words. P-words. You get lots of this from bananas.
What is potassium?
$2 for you, Elise. Way to go.
P-words for three, please.
He eats his spinach.
What is Popeye? Who is Popeye?
For two. No. Yes. No.
What was the dollar value?
Two.
I'm confused.
Give her two.
$2.
Here you go for three. P-words for three. Mike O'Mara needs one of these.
What is a prenuptial agreement?
There you go.
Very good.
Fine job.
That's good. Yes, now, all the other ones, they blanked on. The one I didn't think they get, you got it. Good for you.
Prenuptial agreement. I agree. All right, your total is 9, Elise. Select again.
All we've got is S-words.
What is S-words for one?
Here you go, honey. It's a meal in a can.
What is soup?
$1 for you.
And I know that this is a dumb Jeopardy, and I know that this is normally not a game where people listen, you have to be razor sharp to play.
That's
just trying to get a message across today.
It's a statement.
Because we were told that you can't, you know what we were told.
Right.
Anyway, S-words for two. When it's cold, rain turns into this.
Sleet.
Sorry. All right, Jeff, your chance
to steal.
No.
What is snow?
Yeah, there you go.
$2 for you, Jeff, and you're in control.
All right, S-words, let's wrap it up for three, please.
First name of the witch on Bewitched.
What is Samantha?
There you go.
$3, and that's the end of the first round of low budget.
Yeah, they made it through the first round. Now Morgan, who's got one here?
Jeff finishes with $17, and Elise Sweaty finishes with
$10. All right, guys. Anything can happen in Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Here you go. And your category is... she's always been a woman to me. And here's your answer. She started this entire crusade.
The Federal Communications Commission under Chairman Paul.
Right, okay, right. Shut up, old man. She started that crusade to take good radio off the radio. This is the breast Janet Jackson exposed on television. The breast Janet Jackson exposed on television. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You get the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got a choice of one of two,
mm-hmm.
if I could really dumb it down for you. Don't forget to answer the fourth question. Good luck.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy will receive one of my Morgan Freeman moles. Anybody that's seen me in the movies knows that my face...
Oh, those bumps on your face.
...is covered with tiny little cute moles. And I'm tired of them. So now, I'm going to pick them all off, and I'm going to give them to the fans. Your Morgan Freeman moles come with a certificate of authenticity, some saline solution, and a cookie. Now back to Final Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, thank goodness for that.
My pleasure.
Sounds like what I get when I go down to give blood.
Uh-huh. That's right. Beware. It should be nice.
Get a cookie. All right. Who do we go to first here?
Ellie Schwetty.
Click, Schwetty. Hey, Miss Schwetty?
Yes.
Miss Schwetty, she's always been a woman to me.
Watch out.
Dear.
Hold on a second. There's a phlegm alert. A phlegm alert right now.
Excuse me.
Wet your whistle. Take a drink of water.
Excuse me.
Come on, Andy.
She started this crusade. She would take anything off. It'd be good radio. The breast that started it all.
What is Janet's left boob? Breast.
No. Sorry. Jeff, your chance to steal.
Jeff.
What is the right breast?
The right breast.
Oh, how ironic.
Jeff Long, you are still our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Thank you.
Ain't that something? Well, Elise, I'm real sorry that you won't be coming back.
I know. I'm sorry.
Next week when the game gets really hard like it normally is.
Thank you very much.
But until then, don't go away mad. Just go away.
It was a thrill just to be here.
And now here's Morgan Freeman to tell you what you've won.
Well, first of all, Jeff Long, UW score to $34. We throw in a $25 bonus added to your previous winnings. Your total is $110.
Great, thanks. There
and at least we've got some lovely parting gifts for you. Are
woo-hoo!
You ready? Okay, woohoo. My enter energetic, sweaty lady. And now, you've won a Curb Your Enthusiasm prize pack. Don't miss an all-new episode of HBO's hit comedy series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, this Sunday at 9:30 p.m., 8:30 Central, only on HBO. But wait.
There's more.
Wow.
You've won a 7-Eleven prize pack, including a $25 convenience card, a $20 phone card, and 7-Eleven coupons.
Wow.
America's favorite convenience stores, expanding its lineup of good-for-you foods.
Woo-hoo!
Including controlled carb alternatives. But wait.
There's more.
You've won a DVD copy of American Splendor, now available on DVD and VHS, wherever videos are sold at Freeman Rentals. It's the movie critics hailed plain brilliant. What was it? It was plain...
brilliant.
Do you have your own section, Morgan?
No, I don't. Thank you. And over 200 of whom have included it on their top 10 list. American Splendor, Ms. Schwetty. Thanks
thank
for playing the game and interrupting
you.
Me as many times as any woman ever has.
Thank you.
Including Jack A. or Do Ray or Matt
A. Thank you, Ms. Schwetty. Please, please put a sock in it.
Hey, how are your palms?
Hey, sweaty palms.
Elise, Jeff Alder. We'll never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy, a production of...
Goron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Kids,
fine.
Have a good weekend. I'm putting it on hold now. Bye, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, bye. Bye, guys.
Bye, Schwetty. Oh, my.
Schwetty.
All right, it's time for me to go. I'm going up to the Schwetties for supper.
You want to do one more? You want to say chime time one more time?
Chime time. That was fine. Check out my bottom.
I think you can still say Vish.
My Vish ass.
Your Vish ass.
There you go. I like it. Why am I still here? I'm still in here. I didn't go when you opened it and shut it.
Hi, Morgan.
How are you, Don? Goodbye.
Bye. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Did you know Morgan's got the Vish ass?
Yeah, but he doesn't have any more moles because he picked them all off.
And Frida, if you're listening, pack your bags. I'm in love with a girl named Elise Schwetty.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Okay, Buzz, here you go.
Yes.
What's the lead story today?
Today, with indecency under control.
Today, I'm particularly interested in hearing discussion of two questions. Why there continues to be so much of...
I have two questions. Yeah. Hold on, here you go.
Today, I'm particularly interested in hearing discussion of two questions.
Okay.
Why are you still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to screw with radio? Yeah.
Amen.
Why there...
No.
Wrong question.
No,
we answered the question.
Mm-hmm. Why are you still alive,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Dingleberry, and why are you trying to screw with radio? Buzz, you were speaking of about something to do with this topic.
I said, with indecency under control, Oscar worries about the star's political speeches.
Mm. Oscar, we've not even talked about Oscar on today's show, and it's this weekend.
Yes. Bring him on, I say. Bring him on. It's time for political speeches.
Mm-hmm. All right, Buzz, and we've also got the Trip to Iceland coming up.
Stay
everybody.
Tuned.
So stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
On
the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. This has all been very...
professional.
And shreddy.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed a clinically tested Duramax Works. Get it in Rite Aid. GNC, other select retailers, try it today. Duramax 1. Triple H, right, V-Max. Here's Caballol. Hi, Buzz.
Look at that. My esteemed colleague.
With a cold.
I know how bad he's feeling, ladies and gentlemen.
Takes nothing.
Long week. But, you know, it's not a question of taking nothing. It's having the impetus to try.
I like cameo.
Precision.
I like the time.
I don't know.
6:11.
Now that it's instructed the stars to watch
3:11 some places.
Yes, that's correct.
2:11 some places.
Are we on anywhere where it's 2:11?
5:00 somewhere. That's all I know.
Stop drawing those martini glasses.
I think it's only 2:11 in the ocean.
Yeah. You know, I need some booze, too.
You have a bottle in the office.
Bring it down.
You got it.
Would you bring it down for me? I was just having the discussion with Mike. I've seen the ads on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Saying... if you're on the no-carb thing,
uh-huh.
Have rum.
Or
rum with Diet Coke.
Instead of rum and Coke, have rum and Diet Coke.
Right.
And a guy that I know said, you love Diet Vanilla Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Try rum and Diet Vanilla Coke.
But that's good.
And I tried it, except it's like drinking a fag drink.
Mm-hmm. you want a drink.
It's sweet. Mm-hmm. I got into the conversation. I said, well, how many carbs are there in vodka?
I'd like to know that.
And
it's pretty high, yeah.
Is it really high?
Tequila is carb-free, as a matter of fact, and so are the dark liquors, like, bourbon.
Rob will not drink those.
Right. Is Irish whiskey, brownish in color?
You won't drink
probably carb-free.
Yeah, Rob won't drink it if it's brownish in color. That's how we fool him with the Beck's beer. He thinks it's green. he doesn't know the beer is brown.
It's green, Don.
Yes, it's the weekend. Everybody's thinking about happy hour around yes, here. Yes, we are.
I can't wait to get hammered.
Let it begin. Well, now that it's instructed the stars to wash out their mouths with soap and to keep on their clothing, now that the bleep delay is in place, now Oscar's biting his fingernails over what political things the stars might say Sunday night.
Right.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and censor that, too?
Because this is what we have to worry about.
Yesterday, Clear Channel announced its new responsibility.
It's the witch hunt.
Hear about in testimony today.
The witch hunt has not only gone to radio.
By radio stations.
Yeah, right. It's also gone to television.
Yep.
Where now they're worried. Mm-hmm. They're not worried
now
about...
Now it's not about anybody saying anything dirty. It's political speeches.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're worried about.
Well, you know what?
Oscars.
Really, seriously, this is the United States of America. You're going to take the dirt out. Let them say whatever the hell they want to say.
Right. With a worldwide audience, just months before a presidential election, it's awfully tempting to a politically active actor or actress to act out. Quoting one observer, Hollywood egos cannot resist telling us what they think. Last year it was Michael Moore. This year it could be Tim Robbins, Alec Baldwin, and Sean Penn. They're all on the bill.
All right, I'll tell you, you get nothing out of Sean Penn.
Okay.
I guarantee.
I don't think so.
Alec Baldwin.
50-50.
Mm-hmm. I would not make him a favorite because he's on a comeback.
Right,
he's
sure
got
is. Yeah.
A lot of movies coming out. Who's the third one? Tim Robbins?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll say something.
Alec Baldwin may speak out asking for a sandwich.
You know, and I, of all the things at the Oscars, I will be on the Alec Baldwin watch. I want to see if he's the big Alec or the little Alec.
I'm the fat Alec, buddy.
Fat Alec.
I'm very, very fat. And I want you to know that even though I'm no longer married to Kim.
Yes.
That thing I used to do with the Oscar.
Right.
I still do it.
You do? Fantastic. Well, who do you think you are? God?
I am God. I am God. I am John Hogan of Clear Channel Communications. I am a liar. Mike has some bad gas today.
Oh, dear.
I do. Even with my cold, I can smell that over here.
I want to personally apologize to everybody in this studio today.
You better apologize to everybody in this block.
I'm sorry, everybody in the building. I apologize.
Outside the building, Mike.
It's just the pressure of everything has gotten to my bowels.
I understand.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It had to happen.
There you go.
Hey, look, you going to go a little early here?
No.
No, I'm not, because I wouldn't drink and drive.
Yeah.
You're here. That ain't even my brand.
No, it's good stuff, though. That stuff ain't bad.
That's
still
all right with
terribly,
that.
Terribly tempting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know,
and you know, I was thinking, you know, I have a question, and it pertains to you, Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, with the new restrictions, Don, that doesn't prevent us from having another one of those good Buzz Burbank shows somewhere down the road.
Oh, no.
Right?
As a matter of fact, Buzz, if anything, I am now, before I had been afraid and, worried about it.
Right.
Bring that, whatever that...
Absinthe.
Oh, the absinthe?
Yeah. Bring it in. And I mean, bring it in Monday.
Okay. You think we can have an absinthe show next week?
I think every day should be an absinthe show. Yeah, I think absolutely. Mm-hmm. Next week we have an absinthe show.
Very good.
Just to kind of get it all out of our system.
I think, does anybody deserve it more?
I'm ready for it.
I think that idea is... brilliant.
The agents and publicists for Hollywood celebrities do not like the E! Network show, True Hollywood Stories. Well, that and the E! Show, Celebrities Uncensored.
Too bad.
The programs have shown Brooke Shields pumping her own gas with the announcer saying she could not afford full service anymore. One episode made fun of Keanu Reeves' wardrobe. Another made Nancy Reagan look even meaner with a clip of her refusing to give an autograph.
Don't they know that nobody watches, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's like somebody complaining about something on the G. Gordon Liddy show.
Oh, I thought the E! True Hollywood Stories were fairly popular because of the dirt they dig.
Now, I think, Buzz, I think that the time for those has passed. The shelf life has passed.
Even if you watch those, and I know we all have watched those E! True Hollywood Stories, you get tired of the formula. And the formula being, it's a story about somebody, and you never see the person they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You see, like, a third-generation friend removed from a high school 20 years ago.
You see an awful lot of that scene recreation.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And the other problem is they make all of them 2 hours, and roughly half of them are recapping what they did before
absolutely.
The commercial and then telling you what's coming up after.
Really, I agree. That's annoying. Well, and the reason you never hear firsthand information on the shows is because the actors and their agents don't want to have anything to do with it.
I bet Lisa Remedy would do it.
She probably would.
Mm-hmm.
More Hollywood studios are banning E's cameras from press events. Will Smith, George Clooney, and Kelly Ripa are just three of the celebrities who will not have anything to do with E.
Well, all right, whatever. Yeah. You know, Clooney's got that bug up there anyway, just because he's Clooney.
Well, he lives on that lake over in Italy because he wants to get so far away from all this. Like Mia.
And who are the other people?
The two. Kelly Ripa was another.
I thought it was Lake Como.
No, we were at Lake Me.
Oh, Lake
but
Me.
Italian would be.
Oh, that's right, Lake Me.
Yeah, all right. And Will Smith.
It's been
a long week.
Will Smith. I think Kelly Ripa is the one that surprises me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's because of her kids.
Yeah, probably.
At least I'll give her credit on that.
Yeah, didn't they do something that involved her kids?
Yeah,
that was it?
That unlike Kathy Lee, when you see a picture of Kelly Ripa with her kids, she's normally in the mode of trying to cover their faces up.
Exactly.
Unlike Kathy Lee.
Right.
Who used to love dressing Cody up in his JonBenet outfit. You know, making him run around and play the piano. And
she didn't care.
Put a football helmet on.
Cody, post for pictures at the hospital we just bought.
Is he old enough for that rooftop shooting yet? I don't know. It happens every spring when a young man's fancy turns to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. But in a school near Columbus, Ohio, a sixth grader has been suspended for 3 days for bringing his magazine to gym class.
The Federal Communications Commission, under Chairman Powell, has simply refused to effectively and fully use its authority to enforce against broadcast devices.
Shut up, old man.
Woken from a deep slumber.
It's not woken, old man. Like, no one's going to woken to you when you die in your sleep any day.
Well, this young
Gosh. Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. Fudge.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. Fudge.
Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Shoot.
Well, this young Justin was cited by the principal for violating the school's policy on nonverbal sexual harassment and possession of lewd or suggestive material.
Right. This is what we need to be focusing
on. That's right. Now, at first, the principal sentenced Justin to a couple of days at a school for bad kids. Justin objected, so now he can't go to any school for 3 days.
That, again, ladies and gentlemen,
This is where we are.
You're America.
Unbelievable. Well, you know what, though? I will say it does tie in, but they've been doing that with the swimsuit issue.
I know.
You have that story, I think, every year.
That's right, yeah.
Somebody does that at some school.
I just saved it from last year.
They used to put it in the library in my school, and yeah. we'd all have to go down to the library, and by, like, the end of the week, the thing was in tatters because so many people had been looking at it.
Didn't you go to the school for bad kids?
Yeah, and I went to the school for the arts for bad kids.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
TV lady Hannah Storm is finally going to reveal her birthmark.
I thought she could reveal she's a man.
She's stuck on a show nobody watches, CBS's The Early Show, and she's doing a report about birthmarks. She has one under her left eye, the type that's often referred to as a port wine stain.
Oh, like a Gorbachev thing.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Well, you know, I've seen the woman on television. I've never seen a gigantic port
wine stain. Probably a lot of foundation, probably.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Now, over the years, she says she went through painful, unsuccessful steps to remove it, including burning, surgery, and tattooing. So she applied heavy layers of makeup instead for her TV work. Now she says there is laser surgery for this, but she says it's just not a top priority for her right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because half of her face isn't covered like Mikhail Gorbachev.
You don't know. I mean, who knows how big it is if she covers it with foundation makeup.
Right.
Maybe it's like her whole head.
Would that be great?
Yeah.
Would that be great?
The new head...
And then she'd be the Bride of Frankenstein.
Lion! Look at her!
Lion! Hannah Storm.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
Hannah Storm.
And she wishes that show could create a storm.
Yeah.
But it won't.
No, never. The new head of the company that owns gunmaker Smith & Wesson has already resigned. James Joseph Minder was discovered to have committed a string of armed robberies in the 1960s.
That's funny.
He admitted
Don,
this.
You are on the air, sir.
He admitted this after an Arizona newspaper reported he'd spent over 10 years in Michigan prisons for those robberies and an attempted escape. When asked why he had mentioned this before, Minder said, quote, "Nobody asked."
Winner!
Smith & Wesson's parent company was expected to name a new board chairman today.
Winner! The head guy?
The head guy of the parent company that owns Smith & Wesson. Turns out he's done time. for using a gun in crime.
For using a gun!
Yeah. If it isn't enough already having to remove your belt and shoes at the airport, soon you may also have to step on the scales to be weighed.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
That's where I draw the line. I won't fly again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't mind taking off my clothes, mm-hmm. Yeah. But, well, listen, who am I to speak on this? I've lost a lot of weight. Let's go to somebody, but I'm still fat.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't want to take
As am I. I've lost weight, and I'm still fat.
Let me ask this guy. What do you think, sir?
Brad, this is Liam Sheen. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please destroy my phone number?
Sir, listen.
I'm serious.
Would you please just take your clothes off and get on the scale before you get on the plane?
I can take it, but I can also
stand
out. Like, if I hear from you guys again... I'm liable to
you don't mind?
President of
step on this scale. We need the bigger scale.
You don't want that for a Christmas.
I'm telling you.
Right?
Turkey.
Have a nice day, Turkey.
The National Transportation Safety Board is weighing this idea
after
investigating last year's Air Midwest crash in North Carolina. The NTSB says the airline miscalculated the weight of the baggage and the passengers, making the rear of the plane too heavy. The government safety board also.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Is it that fragile?
Yeah, apparently so.
I mean, a plane can go down?
That's another reason to worry.
This is one of the small jets.
Okay.
Commuter jet, for example.
CJ.
I'm not very slim myself, and I've been moved on a prop plane before.
Have you really?
Yeah, not too embarrassing. Sir, we're going to need you on the other side of the plane. It was out of this international jet port.
Portland, Maine. Right. Rob and I, they said to both of us, we were sitting together, of course.
Yeah, right.
They said, you're going to have to sit on this side of the plane, and you're going to have to sit on this side of the plane.
Wow.
Otherwise, the plane would just fly in circles.
God. Let's hold your place for a second. Hold on. We have a woman who claims she has seen Hannah's stain.
Really?
Okay.
Alice.
Yes.
You've seen Hannah Storm's stain?
Yes, it was on her show the other morning. She took off her makeup on camera.
This is the report.
How bad was it?
I hate to disappoint you, but it wasn't very big. It was about the length of her eye and maybe an inch wide.
Well, see, that's why she did it, because it's probably not that big a deal.
You know,
is she going to go without makeup now?
Sorry, no, I hung up on her. That's like someone who has fingernail cancer getting on TV and screaming that they have cancer.
Ow!
You know, when all you have to do is clip your fingernail, and the cancer goes away.
Don't hurt me. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know that's
like
why
having
she did
belly
it.
Button cancer.
I mean, really, if she revealed it, like she had to pull off like a prosthetic face, you know, and revealing like some horrible Freddy Krueger like scarring underneath, she wouldn't have done it. Yeah. That's why she did it, because it's tiny. But she'll still be called so brave.
It's like having little toe cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've still got 9 other operating ones.
Right.
I'd like to see Al Roker's stain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like to see.
Well, you'd have to know, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Beat you.
Yeah. So there's
how's
you know,
that?
It's okay. It's still dope. You know what?
Yeah.
We don't need it. It's funny. You know, really.
Now right it's turned into
you know
a
what?
Race.
Yeah. Really, on that, it's funnier that way. It really is funnier that way. I've had a couple of people tell me that, and that's a perfect example. I didn't buy it. I think I buy it now. You know, just leaving it there.
Good heavens, no.
Thank you, Mrs. Roker. So they're concerned about the weight of the passengers, but in that accident we mentioned, the government safety board also found that mechanics had improperly rigged cables for the tail flap that controls the up and down direction of the plane's nose.
Good to know, Charlie.
That's another story.
Yeah, why look at that?
Right.
How about you want to get a caller 100
all
right now?
Good.
Give away a trip to Iceland. I'm going to ask you something that happened on today's show. You got to be a loyal listener. Got to have been listening to the entire show today.
All right.
If you have, be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. Win a trip for two to Iceland. Buzz, what's next after the break?
The Krispy Kreme controversy.
Oh, my God. Stay tuned.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The Federal Communications Commission.
Okay, I didn't mean that.
Paul,
I didn't mean really needed a vicious back right this second.
Not that guy.
From that guy. Call 100 time and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I Paul 100?
Yes, you are, my friend. But tell me something. Have you listened to the entire show today?
Well, I've had it on all day, but I haven't really listened to every second.
Oh, well, you're out of luck, my friend.
I'm sorry about that.
Let's go to an alternate caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, have you listened to the whole show?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
Well, now, did we catch you in a lie? Now, listen, here's the thing. The questions I'm going to bring up about today's show is not a small nitpicky thing.
Okay.
We spent about 10 minutes on what I'm going to discuss.
So if you listen to most of the show, you'd be...
Most of it I have. I don't want to bring the show to a stop.
No,
please.
Honey,
I love her attitude. Give her a chance. I love her attitude.
We appreciate it. Did you listen to the beginning of the show?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then it's very simple. Then you're on your way to Iceland.
Okay.
All you got to do is tell me, what was the guy in Safeway talking to me about today?
His vasectomy.
Bingo!
Yes.
You are a winner!
You know, isn't that easy?
Cool. I liked her. I was so glad she won.
Isn't that easy? What is your name, darling?
My name's Hope.
Hope?
Yes.
We need you.
Yeah, we need Hope.
We need you. I want to tell you. Hope, where are you from?
Stafford,
VA. Hope, you want a trip for two to Iceland on Iceland Air. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Daily flights to Europe, Scandinavia, the UK, and Iceland. We've been there. We've been on the same trip you're going to go on. You'll have a great time.
Yes, you know, I want to say one thing to Hope here.
Yeah.
I was a little testy during the previous phone scan, and you removed all that. And you're sending us off on a good note, Hope. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Hope. We will now that we have our bottles. Hold on a second, Hope. And Buzz, before we get back to you,
yes.
of a local nature, a couple of things that I wanted to mention.
Oh, yeah.
One.
The sports section you're rattling.
Yeah, but it's not only the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got to keep this brief because we're in Buzz's news time.
Take your time.
I just want to say, Elliot Siegel, if you're listening to us now, and I know you listen to the show almost every day, I said some things yesterday on the show that I don't take back about Elliot Siegel, DJ at WWDC.
Mm-hmm.
But after I read the newspaper today
mm-hmm.
and saw that this guy's being sued
mm-hmm.
in a way that Mike and I were sued 10 years ago
right.
when we were younger and dumber
yeah.
and thought that you could do a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say to that guy, dude, your life is going to change like you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
been there, done that.
I kind of feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially with all the climate that we're all dealing with right now.
Yeah. Just that lawsuit that they filed against you,
mm-hmm.
you're a loser. I don't mean that in the respect that you're a loser like you stink at radio. I mean...
No, you mean that to really just deal with it.
You're going
to
lose the lawsuit. And you're going to be deposed, and your bosses are going to climb all over you, so just get ready for it.
Yeah, it's not a good climate
that
to
was
be in.
A local message...
Kind of a flashback when we both read that mm-hmm. today.
To a DJ yeah. out there, and I don't mean that sarcastically, I don't mm-hmm. mean that as a slam.
I know.
I mean, dude, you have no idea what you're getting into... until you've been through it, when you're sued for defamation for, in his case, $3 million.
Right. Wow. Exactly.
You know, it's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, today I feel bad that I said that stuff yesterday.
Because only, of the, because not only,
only
you know,
because I didn't know how stupid he was. Right. Only because, and he's stupid like you and I used to be.
Exactly.
You know, you don't do that. Okay, so.
Good message.
Second thing. I have to be honest about what I know, or at least what I allegedly know.
Oh, good.
Please. About what's gone on with WJFK and the Washington Redskins and moving Frank Herzog out of the play-by-play role and putting Larry Michael in.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading today quotes in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quote from Carl Swanson with the Washington Redskins, who said the team had no role in the decision to take the play-by-play guy out that they've had for 25 years and put Larry in.
Right.
Let me just preface all of this by saying my personal opinion is make a change in the broadcast booth. Make a change.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to make a change, go ahead and make it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't ask me my opinion.
Right.
But I'll tell you that I know for the last, and I don't want to hurt Frank Herzog's feelings, but it's a fact. For the last 2 years, they've talked about making a change in the booth and getting rid of Frank and putting Larry in there.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked about it. And the talk has not just come from the radio station.
Okay.
The talk has come from the Washington Redskins. And if you think that I'm making that up, listen to this doublespeak from Carl Swanson, who's a Redskins spokesman. We were notified by Alan Line One today, that's our general manager,
mm-hmm.
that they decided to make the change. We had no input, and we wouldn't want any input. It's their business and how they choose to staff it. If they had asked us, and they didn't, we would have pointed to Larry. He's been very involved in their broadcasts and knows the team very well.
Interesting quote, yeah.
That's BS.
They went to great lengths there.
Like all of the
Federal Communications Commission,
right?
Chairman,
a lot of doublespeak floating around.
That's BS too. and I'm very fond of Larry, and I'm very glad that he got the gig, and I think he'll do great. I'm also fond of Frank.
I do feel bad for Frank.
I really do.
He's an institution here, and I wish him, you know, the best of luck. And I'd like to tell him personally, you know, we've had a lot of fun with him over the years.
Yeah.
And Frank, you know, really, you've done an incredible job, and I hope that they pay him the respect that he is due.
Frank Herzog, you should know, and maybe nobody here will have the guts to tell you,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just a WJFK decision.
Well, I think that's what that's the way they're spinning it. And
but I mean,
that sure sounds like spin when you read that quote.
Do you think he knows that? Do you think he has a sense of that? Or do you
No, I don't.
It's in the paper.
And I feel bad for him.
Yeah. You know, it's strange. It's a very strange feeling when you know both guys. And on the one hand, you know, we know Frank. And on the other hand, we know Larry. It's an interesting situation.
So anyway, I just wanted to set the record. At least from what I've heard, I know the last couple of years, there's been rumblings from Ash Ashburn, Virginia.
Well, I've heard that too.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Everybody here has. And now for the Redskins to say, what they've done is they've made a change in the booth after 25 years. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be associated with it.
Right.
They're all for it. They wanted to break up these guys. They want to get somebody new and somebody young in there to call the games. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to be the guys that say, go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, right. Kind of double standard. And this one.
Talk to me. Tell me your name.
This is for Frank Herzog.
We all like it's all the same. Your little fears and I'm taking away like a bomb.
And for Elliot Siegel.
Baby, talk to me. Tell me your size.
And to Larry Michael.
Two sides like
sure.
A Gemini.
And to Linda. All the people.
Have you taken care of all our messages for the end of the week?
To meet today.
She fades. Oh, baby. But she moves.
Sorry to slow the show down with my agenda.
Well, you had a little business you had to take care of.
I wanted to make sure that I got the Elliot, Alan, Carl, Frank, and Linda.
And Linda, no specific message, just saying hi.
Hey. Hi. Well, I'm saying hi because I know she's listening.
Uh-huh.
She's a big fan.
Very good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike and Linda.
Hi, Buzz.
Some folks in Connecticut are not happy about the location of the newest Krispy Kreme donut shop.
I guess, Buzz, my point before you get to this is, why are so many people these days having a problem just saying the truth? Why are so many people in so many different walks of life making decisions, but for whatever reason...
Dishonesty, Don.
Whatever reason.
It's as old as time.
They just don't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to say, this is what we did, this is
strange,
what we believe.
Because in the old days of the broadcast business, people were very honest. Some folks in Connecticut are not happy about the location of the newest Krispy Kreme donut shop. To keep New England quaint, the folks of Newington, Connecticut actually fought last year to keep Krispy Kreme out of their town. They did this with zoning laws.
Newington?
Yeah.
All right.
So I've been to Newington. Newington's got strip malls. The new Krispy Kreme is now in a neighborhood full of cheap motels, adult bookstores, and gun shops.
That's the street I used to drive on.
Quoting a city official, we screwed up. Krispy Kreme has also started...
That might as well be a Wendell Hall Lane.
Sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guns and donuts and hookers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Krispy Kreme has also started delivering its confections to grocery stores under the cover of darkness, and that is how they get you.
Ooh, that's spooky.
What?
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
You see, what have I been telling you for years?
This is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
Right.
Never forget.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's how they get you.
They're sneaking them into town so that people will get hooked on the Krispy Kreme donuts, and then they're there to stay.
So then they open their shop, huh?
And that's how they get
you. Well, that's okay.
Let me explain to you how this works on the street.
Yeah?
If you're out there,
right,
and the man's got some, as kids call it, dope,
right,
which I hear is fly, the man will offer you your first sample of dope
for free.
And then when you want more dope, you'll go back to the man, and he says, that will cost you a sawbuck.
Is that why they call him the Candy Man?
The Candy Man can, because he mixes up with love.
And makes the world taste good.
He sure does.
And that's why it's a free porn weekend for cable customers in Canada. The Rogers Cable Company in Toronto is giving a free preview of two of its adult digital channels adults who call and request it.
You finally got one thing going for you up there. Congratulations. If you're listening in Toronto and Vancouver, your country did one thing right.
Mm-hmm. The caller has given a...
Happy
you know what? I've been to Canada, and I've watched that kind of material in Canada, and they're way ahead of the curve in Canada.
Wow.
You know what? They'll be too distracted to attack this weekend.
They're not going to attack, Rob. We're
not
safe.
Till Monday.
We're safe.
Yeah,
not until we get enough Krispy Kreme donut shops.
But wait until Monday for our spotlight on Canada.
Yes.
We do have a spotlight that we were not able to get to today since we broadcast to Canada. Many, many great things about Canada.
Knowing you two, it won't be a gentle spotlight.
No, it'll be a wonderful spotlight, a big, glowing, warm spotlight.
No, it'll be the kind of spotlight you see at a prison.
Spotlight on, I think it's Alberta. Uh-huh. Alberta would be the first town that has a lot of things wrong with it.
Home of the Clipper. In sports, Los Angeles police have arrested a man accused of threatening to kill the prosecutor in the Kobe Bryant sexual assault case. 37-year-old Cedric Augustine of Long Beach, California, also allegedly threatened to blow up the courthouse and the town of Eagle, Colorado.
But now, shouldn't the FCC be involved in that?
Executives in charge.
our industry do not take immediate steps to stop indecent programming coming into
Shut
our
up.
Homes, the
Shut
legislation
up.
We're considering here today will only be the first step in more aggressive action to fix.
Shut up! It's a witch hunt. Sing it along.
Ding, tang, walla, walla, ding, bang. Ding, tang, walla, walla, ding, bang.
Yay!
It's a witch hunt.
Open the bottle. Yeah. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, fantastic.
Take us back to the Stone Ages.
And finally, Pizza Hut now says it will gladly toss your salad. It used to be the Pizza
now,
Hut.
Buzz.
We go through the whole
Good
week.
Heaven, no.
We get through the whole week.
And you're going to be the guy.
No, stay with me.
Okay.
It used to be that Pizza Hut greens were only available at the salad bar. Now the chain says it'll make them for delivery.
Oh, isn't that
it's
nice.
Really not big news so much as it is a chance to say something I thought we might never get to say again.
Most all gays enjoy Pizza Hut. And you know why?
Why?
They're clean.
And decent.
Decent.
That's right. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. That's it. We
made it.
We made it through 1 week.
Oh, that's right. We got a lot more weeks to do, don't we?
We'll be back on Monday with a new episode. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Barn. You. I bet if there's a chance of either one of us dying due to
over-indulgence
this weekend,
right.
It's you.
Yeah, you're right.
Because even though I said I'm going to get drunk.
You're not.
I am.
Yeah.
But you've already got your I'm going to get drunk clothes on.
I know.
And you just put your sunglasses on.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to lie.
It's 10 minutes until 7 o'clock at night.
I was on the weekend. I was on the wagon for a week.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, you were. Mm-hmm. Good
that
job.
Have a great one. A good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
She bang!
Where's my vinegar?
Oh, I've got it right here.
All my best. So long, suckers.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.